I just took it out because towards the end we were like, should we keep that in?
I just want to say it because it's really interesting how he got the job after we talked about it, but we never put it up.
Well, yeah. So yeah, today I got this. I got a phone call and I didn't know who it was from and I didn't answer. And then I thought it was like my pharmacy and I was like, maybe I should call that number back. And I called it and it was this woman. She's like, hi, I saw you on like a casting agency site and I think you'd be great for this role. We're shooting this short film for the Church of Scientology. I sent you an email and I'm like, okay. And I look at the email and I pull it up and sure enough, she had sent me this email and it was an internal film for the Church of Scientology.
No.
Wait.
I don't claim this energy.
We literally just talked like maybe like two podcasts ago, went into like detail about this.
But,
like
but we cut it out.
We got cold feet and I cut it. I was like, don't even bother.
We dove deep for like a good 20 minutes and we just cut it out because we didn't feel comfortable.
Like we got scared that they were going to like say something to us.
And we got, you know, in all respect,
something like this would happen.
I just can't. Yeah,
but all respect to all religions and everything.
And
what was that?
And what was that?
That was the Church of Scientology.
Okay, James.
Anyway, so
I get this call and then, you know, I'm like, ooh, an acting gig. And she's like, Church of Scientology. And at first I'm like, what is this, like a front facing like commercial? Like, am I like for, she goes, no, it's an internal short film for the church. And I'm like, okay. And there's a whole script and everything. And at first I was like, is this a prank? No, it was real. And it was like this sketch, and she sent me the whole sketch, and I'll give you kind of the gist of it. It's like I'm like a new account executive working at this big company. I'm next to the CEO, and he tells me to do something, and I like play it off like it's not a big deal. And then I go and I meet with somebody else, and they're asking me about it, and I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. And then the boss gets mad at me, and then I look to the camera, and I'm like, and that's why you should always listen to the boss and act fast.
Like, why do I feel like we're going to get in trouble? Like, I feel like we're all going to get phone calls tomorrow.
No, I mean, it's a private internal film. And
I would never. You see me in the next commercial for the Church of Scientology. Like, the rate was good.
I'm desperate. Right. I'm
How much do you think the rate was?
To do a day. Film?
But they said that. So it was said this was like there was a day rate. And then it said it was a minimum of 7 to 12 days. But the script was like less than 2 pages long.
I'd say
800
bucks
a day.
$800 a day.
I'd say total.
Oh no. Well, so then I did the math. $400 a day for six to twelve days of That's shooting. I even got on my calculator and I was like,
Now you put in your calculator.
I did because at first I thought it was like $400 day rate. That's a 1 day thing because I saw the script and then I looked back more at the email and it was getting a little bit more specific. But I was like,
so are you doing it?
No, I politely.
Matt, you need the experiences to bring him back to the pod.
Here's the thing. It's internal. No one's going to see it except the Church of Scientology.
That's what you meant by internal commercial.
Yes. So they would like play that for
Their class or like their school or whatever that they program that they have. Whoa.
So
that's pretty good. That's a pretty good rate, actually. The fact that it's like a commercial no one's gonna see but them.
But then what if I started really getting hooked up? I didn't join the church, but I worked for
the
church.
Yeah, they go, have you sign a contract to like be in the commercial, but you're signing your life into Scientology.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is bizarre. I feel like they can't just grab anybody to do that, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
You gotta be a member.
I think so.
Well, Matt, I think we should try just next time they reach out, or maybe just reach out and just ask for a little bit more details. Like, hey, where we're gonna be shooting at? What's the location?
Can I bring people?
Can I bring friends? Hey, I'm doing a little BTS. Can I bring the?
They're like,
right. Will I come back?
Will I come back? All right. Well, let's roll the intro. We have a very special guest today.
Yes, we do. Let's just jump right into it.
All right,
let's go.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Welcome back to Zenny and Heath Unfiltered. Up in the right corner, we have Heath Hussar.
Yeep, yeep. And in the yellow, we have Zane Hijazi.
Woo! And up in the concession stand, we have Matt King and Mariah Amato.
Woo-woo!
Nice. Applaud. And then for the showgirl... What do you call the girl that holds the numbers?
Yet again,
the
card round girl. Two.
And for the card girl, we have Hidayah Hijazi.
Round two for Hidayah.
Guys, we have Hidayah here today. If you didn't know, she is my little sister. We had her on here before, so she is a repeat guest.
Our first
double guest.
Oh. Double guest. Yeah.
Hidayah returns. Or Hidayah returns.
Yeah,
Hidayah strikes back. Hidayah return of the Jedi.
the return of the hijabi.
Oh, thank you for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
I threw her ass right on that plane. I was like, we need a guest. Come on
over. Oh,
come
so
on
that's
over.
What it was. You wouldn't just
you
invite
don't want to just see your little sister.
No, not
it's
really.
It's business.
Always business.
We're not
she
here
knows
for
it. She's like, how'd you think I got this car?
Oh, yeah. She's not going to hang out with you either.
Business relationship.
Come out on the podcast. I'll buy your flight. I'll be there.
First class.
Guys, we are in the presence of like a new Hidayah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hidayah
we're in the presence of a New Yorker.
Oh. Yeah,
I don't know if I can say all
Brooklyn
that.
Bitch.
Brooklyn bitch.
Oh, New York is really—it's so different than Florida. Like, obviously, like it's a lot different than Florida. It's just like so fast.
Yeah,
and, what like, you expected, or is it like?
It's what I thought it would be. Like, I obviously expected that like it was gonna be like completely different. Like, I've only been in Florida, and Florida's just so.
So boring,
there's nothing
uh-huh.
going on. Like, there's always something going on.
The
like,
concrete jungle.
Yeah, and like not having my car, like being able to drive, like it's also so different. Like, I can't just go and get my things. I have to like, plan for it. Like,
so we already, me and you already talked about this, but I do want to for you to like just talk about the process of convincing our dad and your mom.
How did this even go?
Because
when he said it, I was like.
They couldn't believe when I told them. They could not believe. They're like, wait. So they're with her, right? I'm like, no, she's out there by herself. They couldn't believe it. I didn't tell them anything more than that, but I wanted you to tell them.
Because Zane had been making like escape plans for you. Like, he was like drawing up fantasies. He's like, what if I just go and get her and we leave and she never comes back? Like,
yeah.
That's what we have to have. What we should do.
Yeah, because in the Muslim culture, it's you know like not only are they very strict, but they want to keep their daughters as close to home as possible until they get married, and then they like kind of. Let the daughter go with the husband, but like there's no time to like grow, there's no time for you to like figure out yourself and how you are just living by yourself and get to like experience the world. And I feel like it's really important for every girl, especially
that's
every
Italian
Muslim girl.
Catholic culture too.
I was supposed
to do all that. Sorry,
you left the coop.
Yeah,
so but how did you convince them?
It wasn't even like it was so fast, like I don't even remember how it happened. Like, it was I actually remember, but like
I can't remember exactly what day it was.
I know exactly what time it happened because that was like everything. But like, it was so late at night, and like, Mama was just talking to me, and she was like, "What do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do?" And I was like, "So Brianna's moving to New York."
Brianna's her best friend.
My best friend's moving to New York for like school. So I was like, and like, me and her had joked about it because like she didn't have a roommate at the time. So like, she was like, "What if you came with me?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah. Like, that would happen.
When pigs fly.
Honestly. So I was like, but then I was when like, Mama asked me, she's like, what do you want to do? I was like, so Bree's moving to New York. Like, you know Bree's going. And I was like, she doesn't have a roommate. Like, what if I went up there? And she was just like, I like that. And I was like,
What?
I literally was like,
sorry,
bless
that makes,
you.
She's trying to hold it. The whole couch is shaking.
Yeah, he couldn't
right
believe, he can't believe it either.
She was just like, I like that idea. Like, that sounds good. And she was just so supportive from that. And I was just like,
wow.
That's it.
I couldn't believe it when she told me that.
I had a whole like speech. Like, I had like
a PowerPoint.
Plan. Like, I had a plan to tell her. And she was just like, yeah. But like, convincing my dad was the hard one to get through.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about it
right.
for the longest part. But he knew like it was something I was going to do. And like, I was going to do it. Like, I wanted to do it and it was going to happen.
I think they saw that it was going to happen whether they liked it or not.
Yeah.
So it was either accepting it now or accepting it when you're gone.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like it will make your relationship with them even stronger because they gave you that, like, they're giving it to you, that moment for you to shine.
Mm-hmm. They took me and Bri up here in June to look for places. So, like, they drove up with us. They drove us back down. They drove me up here to move my stuff in. Like,
wow.
They've been really helpful.
Yeah.
That's good.
And this was like a really hard move for Hidayah too, because like Hidayah loves like our parents. Like, just loves them so much. Loves them so much that she'll do whatever they ask. So that's why she's like just been home, hasn't moved out, because she just wants to do exactly what they want her to do. And she respects them a lot. So for her to like make that decision to go against what they want her to do was
And you're
huge.
Are you 20 yet?
I'm 20, yeah.
Wow. That's 20. Like,
Yeah. I'm just such so a people pleaser. So like if I know like someone like won't like what I'm gonna do, right, it makes it really hard for me to go
right
through.
I'm the same
they
way.
They grow up so fast.
I know.
That's I just crazy. Remember when like, you were getting your first call.
Isn't that insane to
no,
watch?
No, it's fucking, I it sucks that I didn't get to be with her while she moved because that's such a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Such a huge deal. But I knew she would like figure it out. I knew she'd be able to make it out there.
Did you take and offense though? You were like New York, not LA.
I was a little confused.
I think Zane.
Do
wants
you
want?
I think
yeah.
I know why. But do you want to like? Is there a reason why?
Why do you think?
Oh yeah. The thing is that you know I've asked you like so many times. Like, yeah. Oh, come to LA. Oh my, you'll have a job. Like you would 100% have a job very quickly and a good job if you were out
what
here.
What job? But,
A hijab?
Sorry.
But I think the reason why Hidayah decided to go a different route is because you want to, like, you want to figure it out on your own. You don't want, like, to have your brother help you out.
Yeah. Because I knew if I came here, I'd be relying on Zane. Like, right. And he would just help me out. Right. If I was struggling, like, he would just help me. So, yeah. Like,
and you know you like, can always go back to Florida. You can always come here if you need anything. Like, it's like.
Yeah. It's cool to, like,
but
go
you still
out
feel
on your
independent.
Own and, like,
you're like,
yeah,
I'm in my own place. Yeah.
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 I have
yeah,
to, like,
exactly.
figure it out on my own. Like, paying
yeah.
bills. Like, just getting from
right.
A
that's
to
why
B,
it's good
like,
you have a support system.
Yeah.
Like,
prove
back
it
home.
To yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this year in New York is going to, like, grow you so much. Like, grow you, like.
I think it's definitely your scene.
I think so.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it there. And I think once I get a job and, like, start working, I'll feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, like, really have, like.
So you've just been Netflixing.
I've just been at home. Like, we've been, like, getting. We've honestly been getting the place, like, situated. So, like, she's been going out to, like, IKEA. She's been finding stuff. Like, we've been finding, like.
Oh, IKEA in New York. Like,
that
the
sounds
idea
like a nightmare.
Of furniture it's, in New York in apartments.
I know,
I'm like, how do you get shit up into your place?
Yeah.
Do you have an elevator?
We don't have an elevator, but, like, I'm on the second floor, so it's been really easy for us to move our stuff in, but, like, we had to, like, ship everything to the place because, like,
yeah,
we can't go and get and carry it back by ourselves.
Do they
like,
at least bring it up to your room,
no.
or you have to, like,
bring
no,
they
it
leave
yourself.
It at the bottom. They leave it at the bottom.
Oh,
bottom,
my
bottom
God.
Floor.
And in New York?
Imagine, I just,
that shit was,
I picture Hidayah with the fucking, like, that big booklet of, like, directions with the, like, that.
You need to
sit there for, like, 7 hours
no, that
building
was,
a chair.
No, that was us. We built, like, our mattress. When I was the
they're
right.
sewing
stuffing it with fucking
no, we built the bed frame. We built like our like dining table. Like we got a dining table for like a small one that like rolls.
We're gonna come over and be like,
isn't it so fun to like start to decorate?
Yeah,
and, like,
it's,
that's your own place.
Yeah.
That's
but,
so
like,
fun.
You're lucky if they at least bring it into the building, so like it's not sitting outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's inside the building and like, but Bree had to like the IKEA is 40 minutes from us. So like you're bringing something back, you have to Uber it back, and like.
And you know, IKEA is only like what 3 miles away, and it's 40
yeah.
minutes away. It's
everything's
fucking...
like 2-3 miles away, mm-hmm. but then it takes you like 40 minutes.
Oh
to
man,
out.
Yeah,
I'm,
like shopping, like grocery shopping. You have to. Oh my God!
Think about the trash in New York. That's what messes
it's
with
everywhere.
Me. You have all those people living on top of each other. Everyone has to dispose
let's
of their trash.
Let's enjoy it. And not
everybody has to take
right. We're
I'm just
fucking
about New York. It's just
no,
it's a madhouse to me. I love
the
it.
Hustle
but I'm
and
like,
bustle, baby.
I've seen it all already. Like I've seen, like I've experienced the shopping and bringing it back. Like I took advantage in Florida. Like
mm-hmm.
you don't pay for bags in Florida, but everywhere
yeah.
else you pay for your grocery bags.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same for here
you
for
don't
California.
Do, yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
but Florida.
You took advantage of the parking lot. Parking,
of that.
fucking parking lots.
Because we went shopping right before I came out here because I needed like shoes. And the first, like, we went to DSW first and then another store. Both places, they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have bags." So like, you're walking with your shoebox.
Like,
and I'm like,
she's like this,
and I'm like, and they're like, "Is that okay?" And I'm like, "What do you mean, is that okay? Like, what am I supposed
to say to
you?"
Do I have a choice?
They,
no, it's not okay, but I'll
bags?
Do it.
Like,
you're holding your scarf.
No,
I was just about to say that poor girl has to take off.
And a knapsack on a stick. Like,
what are those
it looks
called?
Like she's running away from
a
home.
A knapsack. You never see a damn knapsack.
No.
It was just Winnie the Pooh who had one, and we
yeah.
just rolled with it. Because
how do you even tie that shit on a stick? Like, how does it even stay?
It was a bandana.
Yeah, you
but
just kind of like.
Get
it,
why couldn't Christopher Robin get that? Get that.
Call him
get
out.
Give those animals a damn backpack. His parents had money; they could afford all those stuffed animals.
They were rich
give him a backpack.
Too.
That's impressive. Of all.
Or a satchel, something.
Address it.
Fuck. Oh my God.
But like, I would have paid for a bag, but they said they had no bags. So I was like, so like, we had to like walk with it back, and it was so annoying. Like getting on the bus and like getting through the subway with it, like going.
She's already cheating the system. She's jumping over the thing at the subway station. Don't lie.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
It was literally my first time ever doing it. Like, I don't know why. Like, I feel like I don't want to do it. Like, I don't know. Like, I have the money to pay for it. I'll just pay for it. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm not going to, like, jump. But my friend will always jump. She'll just go ahead of me. She'll just jump the turnstile. Because, like, everyone in New York does it. Like, you're living there. Like, it adds
I did
up.
It once. I did do it once.
It depends on the stop.
So you're
it depends,
yeah.
It depends on
yeah,
the stop
depends
of where you're
like, if you know
out.
There's cops right over there, you're not going to do it.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, even if there's just the worker in the box, they don't care.
Or you just
like,
take
you
the emergency
the
exit.
They don't, yeah.
Well, I was up in Harlem one That's time, and my buddy lived out there, and I'm like, oh, we got to see. And he goes, it's Harlem. And just hit the
yeah.
emergency exit, and we just walk through, and it's like, boop.
Yeah.
And then we just Because
it's not like
going.
They get commission for
yeah,
every
they
person
care.
They stop.
They don't
fucking
care.
Make more money.
The,
yet.
The only people who care are the cops. So
yeah,
there's
exactly.
no cops. But, like, when we were going to get the shoes that day, like, she took us through one entrance, and I paid. She jumped it. I paid, and I went through. And then she's like, ugh, it's the other side.
Ugh.
With another set of turnstiles. So I was like, I'm not about to pay again. Like, I'm just not doing it. Like, so I jump, but because it was my first time, I didn't realize how high I needed to bring my knees. And
you
I
got
didn't
caught
bring
to her
it.
Scarf.
I wish. Because
I
put
that,
the
that
thing.
Three fucking metal.
I wish he could
Like a cartoon.
I wish, because I banged the hell out of my knee, and it was so loud. And there's this big blue purple bruise on my knee now for me. Like freaking karma. Because I paid the first time, but
right, you
no,
did the,
you
right,
did the
thing.
Right thing.
Is that
you
the only
paid.
Time you jumped?
That was the only time I jumped, and
okay.
I busted my knee.
I jumped once too, but it's cheap, so I was just like, whatever.
Now it must be pretty crazy, you know, going to New York and like all the stimulation and like you know, there's people who are trying to like sell you something.
Oh,
people are trying to perform for you. Did you have you learned to like toughen up and not realize that every you know
you
person who's
talk.
Performing on the subway
she's
is a real treat?
She's listening to every single mixtape as she's
oh,
walking.
Oh, she would take it too.
yep.
Oh yeah.
Poor thing.
Well, uh-huh. Brianna was really clear with me about like how to act.
Oh, she's kind of your guide.
Yeah,
out
because
in New York.
She goes, like she would go up to New York all the time and like she loves it there. So like she was kind of like because I have a staring problem. Like, I like to stare at people.
I'm a people watcher.
I'm a people
yeah.
watcher. So, like, especially, like, on the subway, like, I'm just gonna
oh, my God.
It's
the
so
best.
Many people.
It's the best.
There's
the
so
freaks.
Many people. There's so many
freaks. So many
freaks. There's so many weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
So many weirdos. But, like, I just like to watch. And Bree's like, you can't look at people for too long. Like, they will take offense. Don't do it. And then I started noticing they were staring at me. So, I'm like, how come they're allowed to stare at me? But, like, I can't stare back.
Right.
Like, I don't understand.
To stare off? She's like, you blinked.
But like I've just like every time like when we went to like Canal Street with her parents, so like down in Soho, like we went with her parents and like everyone was like everyone's trying to sell on that street, like everyone is
mm-hmm.
selling.
Yeah.
So like I just had to like you don't listen to anyone, like you put your like your AirPods in, like you don't listen to anyone and you just
you
walk.
Can get scammed big time down in Chinatown.
Yeah.
Like Mike was on like
oh,
a,
yeah.
a date one time and this girl really wanted this purse and then he goes, all right, I'll take the money, you come with me, the girl can stay. He then followed this guy, he gave him the money, he goes, you wait right here. The guy's like, I'll be right back. The guy never came back.
Oh no.
Yeah.
The cool thing is you can bargain though.
Yeah.
Like whatever they're selling on the street, I'm like, I only have $2. It's 10. Well, I only have 2, so I'm gonna give
you
two.
Do you want it or not?
I'm too
yeah.
scared
yeah.
to bargain.
It's
I just
really,
pay
it's
the
so
price
expected.
That they ask.
They
it's
expect
very
it.
Easy. Yeah.
If you start walking away, they're like, "What do you want? What do you want?" And it was just like, "No, it's fine." And it's just like,
"Yeah, it's
you want
very
it cheaper?
Easy.
You want it cheaper? 10?
Yeah.
Because
like,
they're selling knockoffs.
I'm surprised
anyway.
That
because
you're a people pleaser. I thought you just give them
the thing
money
is,
that
I'm
they
a people
have.
Pleaser when it's people I care about.
Right.
Wow. When it's people I don't know, I don't really care.
Right.
I don't
right.
really
care.
See,
right,
I'm
right.
opposite. People pleaser to everybody I don't know.
Any Broadway?
No, I haven't gone to see Broadway.
Oh, you should do that.
I only went to Times Square once since I've been
there. I'll take
there,
you to
obviously.
Some Broadway shows.
Okay,
when
well,
I
you guys come up. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll be in New York. We'll you or you got to take us out.
No, I think it's still you guys taking me out because I don't know anything.
You'll know the streets.
I'll know the streets.
She's
going
to get on the subway. She's like, we need to take the A train to the
C.
Yeah.
Well, like, you just kind of look at the train station, look at streets. Don't look
yeah,
at your dot.
Yeah, also
the streets
make
streets.
Sense.
Yeah, like, you kind of look at streets.
The numbers
like,
and the street names.
It's
like,
a grid
make,
system.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't read, though. It's pictures for me. Wherever the dot is, I just got to know I got to turn and then... You know?
I like look at the locations. Like I'll zoom in and see like what like though if like there's a Chase Bank and like I'll
yeah.
walk towards
mm-hmm.
that. Like that's
mm-hmm.
how you kind of look.
One thing that I hate about New York is the scaffolding.
Oh, it's always
there's
walking
no
under
point.
The metal stuff.
These buildings have like make it look like it's under construction and it's not.
Yeah.
They just do it.
They just
that
do it for the
like
look.
A conspiracy. It oh. sounds like the mattress firm conspiracy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scaffolding businesses just like Well, they do it sometimes as an insurance thing because they don't want anything falling off the building that will hit
the person. Oh, well, that makes sense. But right. there's nothing covering it, though.
Right. No, the scaffolding. What do you mean? There's nothing.
Like there's nothing. Like it does. Nothing stopped it from.
So yeah, you know, some of it's like
Oh yeah, no, you're right. There's a fucking roof.
But they're everywhere. Yeah. And they lose the charm of so many of the buildings. Like the Flatiron Building used to be that beautiful. You know where Peter Parker worked at.
Yeah.
It's just scaffolding.
But the thing is that there probably was so many fucking issues with people dropping shit and people getting hurt while walking that they probably had to do it.
Where's the scaffolding in London? Like, where's the scaffolding in Chicago? Well,
New York and London are two completely different places and completely different people.
Well, Chicago. I don't see scaffolding.
Chicago's like a really like clean city, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Very clean.
Very clean.
All right. I think scaffolding is
It is crazy how different New York looks with all that fucking piping and shit.
Go to L&B Pizza.
Yeah, how much pizza have you eaten since you went out there?
When her parents came up, her dad got like pizza like 3 times. And we had like pizza in our fridge.
But you love pizza.
For like
pizza
a week. Because he would just like order it and we hadn't finished it. And it was like, why are you ordering new pizza? Just like warm up the pizza.
If I was in New York though, I would download Dave Portnoy's app and because he's reviewed like every single pizza place in L&B. New York.
Oh, oh yeah.
There's no point.
You can see where all the places he's rated.
Have you seen those videos? He always runs into someone that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, one bite, videos. Everyone knows the rule. He never knows where he's at. Why does Dave Portnoy's always like, yeah, we're on the corner of a 5th and like 8th
He just
Avenue.
Doesn't look before
you're like,
he starts.
You picked it.
You picked it. Just look at it before you go out, Dave.
Well, I know Hidai right now is a job hunting, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for jobs right now.
You still staying in the confections?
Yeah, for the most part. But, like, honestly, when I was looking at, like, I don't remember what site it was. But, like, I was looking at some website for, like, jobs. And, like, there were so many, like, other jobs that would pay so much more, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was, like, office jobs, like dental hygienist. Right. Or, like, something, like, small that, like, you don't even need that much education, like, more than high school. So, like, I'm, like, looking into that. Like, that, like...
Would you rather be paid more or do what you love and be paid, like, you know, normal?
Mm-hmm. That's the number one question.
See, when
life.
I was living at home with mama paying the bills, I would say something I love.
Yeah.
But now that I'm paying the bills, it's kind of, like, money.
Yeah.
Exactly,
it's kind of about the money.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's expensive. Like,
I guess have fun later. Right now, you're young. Make as much money as possible.
Like, I don't know. Like, there's still cool jobs. Like, and I don't mind that kind of job. Like, if it's a 9 to 5, like, you're out by 5 and, like, you still have the rest of the day. So, like.
Yeah.
You like confections. You like baking cakes. That's
yeah,
what
like
confections
sweets,
is.
Yeah.
She's really good at it too.
Really?
Her shit tastes bomb.
Did you hear that they are auctioning off Princess Diana's wedding cake?
What?
Like in the next
wait,
few
hold on,
weeks?
Wait, it's still it's just in a freezer somewhere.
Well, it's not very edible, but someone does have a slice and they plan on auctioning it off. But
how did somebody know to keep that?
That's pretty crazy that you have a slice of
crazy.
Princess Diana's case.
I'm not surprised a slice of it exists because, you know, normally people have that weird custom where they keep a slice of your first wedding cake.
Yeah.
But if someone was at the royal wedding and they were like, I'm keeping this.
I mean, maybe, you know, there's got to be one person at the wedding that's like, I shouldn't be here. I just came with a friend. I can't believe I'm here. So maybe they thought smart.
Devin, correct me if I'm wrong. It's rumored that it's going to sell for just 300 euros. Don't you feel like, or wait, 300 pounds?
300 pounds. Heath, pull out your phone. Everybody, we're buying.
Or wait,
we're gonna have a year.
But I'm like, that's kind of
we do
cheap.
A mukbang with it. We're just like, fuck it.
Oh my God. We die.
Livid.
Leave
so
it to
poison.
Like YouTubers to fucking.
We get haunted by Princess Diana.
How long ago was the wedding?
Princess Diana's on one end, Church of Scientology's on the other.
Yeah, we are fucked.
Wedding probably happened early 90s. Early 90s because she died in 97. No,
oh, you can keep that cake for much longer. Oh, it's still fresh.
But $2,000 is what it sold for?
What?
No.
Wait, 2,000 euros?
That's like. Yeah.
What?
That's it?
That's
oh.
It.
That's like. That's
you better get that in a freezer
right
quick.
Yeah.
Like,
and nobody has bought it?
No, it did sell.
Oh, it did sell. It sold.
The person who bought it's like, where did the cake go? Honey, oh,
not the best, but
yeah,
it's a little stale.
What's your favorite thing to bake?
I like brownies. I like to make brownies.
Of course,
you ever made blondies?
I don't like blondies.
No,
no.
Wait, what's a blondie?
It's like cookie with brownie, right?
It's
a
like
brookie.
No, so it's like a yellowy brownie.
What
okay,
is it made out of though?
Like it looks like vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just vanilla powder, basically, instead of chocolate powder, and you make it into a brownie.
Or is it both?
Form?
Well, let me look this up.
Wait, what's the name of it again?
Blondie.
Blondie. I've definitely heard of that before. Yeah. I just didn't know what that was.
I don't like them.
Have you ever tried to, like, make really fancy desserts? Like,
yeah, I did that, like, fancy-ish kind of desserts when I was doing for my culinary competition in high school.
But do you ever do it on your own time? Like, just have fun? You have a night?
No, because, like, no.
I can actually get you my cousin's information. She lives in the city, and she has her own side business, but it's her main source of income. She does cakes, brownies, cookies, everything.
Oh.
The whole thing.
And I knew a friend from back home who worked at a bakery in Brooklyn. So.
You're good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have too many cousins.
they do everything.
She also has a cousin that does rap.
That
does rap.
Actually,
she's a rapper.
The girl that I'm talking about with the bakery, her brother's a rapper.
Get out of here.
Get out of town.
Do you like to watch the Great British Bake Off?
No, I didn't watch that.
I tried watching it.
Carlos Bakery. Yeah. You gotta go to Hoboken and go to Carlos Bakery.
Oh, that's my guilty pleasure. Just like smashing sponge, Rebecca.
I'd rather watch a Cake Boss. That seems
more. Yeah. What's your favorite dessert show?
I don't have a favorite dessert show, but I was watching all those Sugar Rush and those sweet ones on Netflix when they had them out because
we know Hunter March.
He's currently Hunter August, but.
He rebranded?
Very good.
Come on, man.
Got him.
Mariah, for the first time, I stopped talking and listened to a joke that you just said.
Gotcha.
Mariah, you should have seen my face. I was like.
He said, oh, he rebranded?
He rebranded.
I'm surprised I didn't say that
Hunter
first.
Hunter April, and I would have been like, haha. But Hunter August sounds like someone.
He's stepping it up.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about desserts, we decided to play a little game with you right now. I didn't think we'd get to the desserts this fast, but since we have it.
Sweet.
Before we get to the game, we're going to take a little quick commercial break. We'll be right back. All right, so we have a little game for you today. Since you say that you are the queen of desserts and you know all desserts in the world and you know how to make desserts, we figured you should be able to name every dessert that we bring upon to you.
What if it was desert or dessert? And she has to guess.
Yeah, right? First question. How's it smell?
We zoomed in on desserts.
Is this a dessert or a desert? That's really funny. Change the game. That's hysterical.
I like that. Okay. Hidaya, first dessert.
That's tiramisu.
It sure is.
It sure is. Good job.
It's one of my favorite things to make.
Oh.
It's my favorite thing to eat. Ooh. We'd be a dynamic duo.
Oh, my God.
Next one.
For you.
I wish I could see.
They look like Oreos.
Yeah, they look like ice cream sandwiches.
Puffy Oreos. That's a macaroon.
Is that a macaroon? Why
wait, no.
Like
all right, can I guess? Can I guess?
Hidaya doesn't know it. Yeah,
I'm gonna guess like a moon pie.
Is it a
close?
Is it a whoopie pie?
Very good, Mariah.
A whoopie pie.
All right, Sissy.
Giving you a run for your money, girly.
All right, next dessert.
Oh my God, I don't know, but I would fuck that up.
No, that looks terrible.
God damn,
it looks like pineapple.
It looks like a donut. Looks it looks like a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts,
stacked on top.
Like it looks like a croissant.
It's a bunt. Is it a bunt?
Oh, okay. Well, we were.
It's a cronut.
Good job.
Cronut.
It looks like it's got nacho cheese dripping all over it.
Hidaya, I'm surprised you got those already.
It's cronut. Croissant donut.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Corona, and I was like,
Corona.
All right.
That was the place that they were telling me about yesterday, the bakery.
Yeah.
That he showed me.
Oh yeah.
That he was the first person who made a cronut.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
That's why it was in my head.
Hidaya right now is trying to find the bakery that's right for her to work at. If you guys know any bakeries in New York, please let us know.
It could be like fudge.
There you go.
Fudge. Is caramel fudge?
Yeah, like that could be panucci.
Or peanut butter.
Ooh.
That looks like panucci.
Is it fudge?
Oh, I don't think. I think we just wanted her to know because she works with chocolate. That's the easiest one.
Does that have THC in it?
It looks like it has THC in it.
I do not like fudge. It is like too much.
I know. I can only do one little bite.
Fudge? Too much.
Too much.
Too much. It's like the ones that was really good, like double dark chocolate.
Oh, you guys had a lot of fudge, right?
Yeah, that's all she does.
Like people who could eat a milk chocolate bar, just like a Hershey's bar. Like, what is wrong with
you? I used to be, as a kid, I ate it a lot, but like now.
Really?
I finished any of it. Do you ever see those videos with the hard candy where they stretch it and then they break it on the table?
Oh, Mariah, what is that? That's
what
like
is
fucking
that?
Awesome.
But it doesn't even like, I don't even want like hard candy.
No,
I know.
I wouldn't want to
the
eat
make
it. I want to make it. I want to be
it's
there.
Just sugar.
You know what I just saw is like the new hot like dessert right now. We should probably try it. You take a fruit roll up.
What
and you open up the fruit roll-ups and you stack like five of them on top of each other and then you put it in the freezer.
Whoa.
And then you take it out of the freezer and it like cracks. Whoa. And it like shatters.
Yeah, that's the new
everybody
thing.
Says
it's what do you mean shatters, like flakes, like
it's
just like you
like
just
crunch it
like it's like a hard
like
lasagna
like and it's like thin
it's enjoyable though.
I mean, it tastes the same. It's just frozen.
Whoa.
But
we should try
that. Let's talk about...
Did you see those bottles?
I don't know what it is.
I
want to
make it. Like, I want to try it.
I don't know what people
good.
Are doing, but they're taking anything in a bottle. Ranch, water bottles, olive oil, anything in a bottle. And what are they doing? Are they putting it in a...
Putting corn syrup. And, like, they usually put, like, either, like, Kool-Aid packages. Like, someone did, like, the... You know those, like...
Are they removing the sauce
tubes?
First? Or are they,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, usually an empty bottle. And they put, like, corn syrup. And then, like... Do you know like those squeeze bottles, like when we had as kids, like the like
flavored squeezy,
the gooey thing.
Yeah,
they'd squeeze that in there with the corn syrup and like freeze it. And when like they squeezed
it
out, it was like
and they bite
it. It was like really like it would get like a nice consistency. Like
yeah, it
kind of
looks like a little gummy, like
a
gummy bear.
Very gummy.
Like,
but like the ranch one, I was like,
I haven't seen ranch.
Yes, and it was it was ranch.
I've only seen like
no,
that's
why
or,
I'm like wondering
ones.
Like if they.
Mara, I thought it was just the I thought they were removing all the sauce out of each bottle, and each one is just the same corn syrup like sugar
with a sweet something.
I would
that's what I thought
candy.
Too until I saw the ranch.
Ranch
it was bottle? It was the color of this couch, and she bit, and it was there was the seasoning in it and everything.
Oh, fuck!
I don't know. What it? I couldn't figure it out.
She makes it with corn syrup, so it still get the consistency to make it.
I had no idea.
Gross.
I was like, "How are they making this consistency?"
Mm, yeah.
Wow.
No, but the
ranch
sweet
pops.
Ones I would want to try.
I think that's a hot thing.
Ranch pops.
I would
suck on a lollipop that's ranch.
Yo, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, like a ketchup
pickle,
one.
A pickle, like a pickle
it's
ranch, kind of double sided thing going on.
There's a market. People love that.
You know the mints that have like the little like bumpy things. And they're like double sided.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like icy and then berry.
Ooh. Ketchup and mustard.
The icebreaker duo.
Yeah. a ranch and pickle.
Oh,
wait.
You just eat a hot dog
like,
and just.
They're super
not
savory.
Bad.
I think we're on to something.
Like food flavored mints.
Yeah.
Not mint, but.
No.
Food flavored candy.
No.
There's people that would. I wouldn't want it, but there's people that would want it.
Electric chair.
Death. To
death,
all of them.
Death to all of them.
Gotcha. Gotcha, these motherfuckers.
I saw Guy Fieri make a Hot Pocket croissant apple pie hot dog.
And it wasn't that bad. It didn't look that bad. I saw
it.
That
was
a little try
one.
It?
Fucking
no.
amazing.
It was a heart attack.
No, that
heart
was
attacks.
Pretty bomb. All right,
next one.
Dessert.
That's pineapple upside down cake.
Damn.
Damn.
I honestly thought you weren't going to get
it.
Zane.
It's pineapple.
Zane doesn't know what they are.
It's cake.
Yeah.
And it's upside down.
Like, how hard is that?
I wouldn't have been able to get any of those that just popped up.
Come on, those are churros.
Okay. All right. I know.
I
we're getting
a
little easy ones.
Don't get cocky.
I had a churro.
Woo!
At Seaside that was... It was Oreo, and then the sauce the dipping they gave you was the cream.
Mm. Oh,
that's good.
Wow.
So
that'd be
good.
That's
smart.
Good. I want churros. I want churros.
All right, next one.
Mm.
It's an eclair.
Very
nice.
Good.
I've never seen.
Oh.
That.
I've never seen
I've
that.
Baby, that's
seen.
A that's a Neapolitan.
Yeah, Neapolitan
trifecta.
No, it's
I've
a Neapolitan meringue pie.
Yeah,
yep.
Is that it?
There's a famous name for it.
Oh.
I've never even seen that.
A sex and a cake.
it's called a baked Alaska.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is?
I've heard of it before.
Don't follow him on Twitter. Well, now he's in jail, I think.
I heard
that's crazy.
Too.
I didn't
Sorry.
Know that's what
oh,
that
really?
Was.
Wait.
Yes, he raided the Capitol.
Yeah, he was a Vine.
Oh, no way.
He was one of the ones that raided the Capitol.
You remember
Shut
him?
Up.
He was a Viner.
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
him from Vine.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's in jail for it? Oh, my God.
He may be out.
Because he was posting everywhere about it. So, like, anybody that was posting about it, they just
what a
put him
fucking
in jail.
Idiot. That's crazy.
I heard he's casting for the Church of Scientology.
We might have alt-right Twitter coming up.
All right, next one.
Oh, those are Buckeyes.
What?
Those are my favorite.
What
are those?
Okay, Okay, no, no, no. I only know that because Kilwin sold it. It's a Michigan thing. I would not know that if I didn't work at Kilwin.
Oh.
Like, it's peanut butter with chocolate. It's like a Reese's. Oh, it's so
like,
good.
Mm. Oh, it's like a bocce ball.
So good.
Yeah.
It's like, it's honestly like a cheaper, like less classy version. Because I've had both.
Oh, and then I would love
but
it.
Like, I like those better.
I saw those and I was like, they're olives.
Like, no. I was like, eyeballs.
Those are so good.
They
those
look good.
All right, next one.
Peanut butter.
That's a Swiss roll.
All right. I would have said yo. I would have said ho-hos.
Oh, wait, what is it? I said yo-ho.
They call it yo-ho at Olive and Thyme.
Right.
They should sell those at Disney with like the little ears. Because it almost kind of looks like the Disney D.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh. That also reminds me of what you put in your ramen. You know what they, like, what is that thing they put in ramen? The little
pink thing? There's an emoji
for
it.
Yeah, what is that?
I have no idea what that is.
It's, you know what I'm talking about?
The pink and white thing.
No, it's the only thing that you, in a ramen bowl, you're just like, what the fuck is
that? I feel like I'm making this up, but it just popped. I think it's called like daikon. Or something like that.
Daikon?
I don't know. That just popped into my head.
You know what? You could choose daikon when you order ramen at Ramen Genie, but I don't think they have those there.
The little, like, pink swirl?
The pink swirly.
I've only seen the emoji.
It's like the prettiest thing in a ramen bowl.
I've never focused on that. I'm just so happy. Like,
no, it's not. You've never had it in your ramen. Yeah, that thing right there.
Oh, it's like a... Is it like a crab thing?
Naruto. Isn't that a show?
Naruto. What is it made out of? Like,
I think
what is
crab.
It? It's crab?
I don't know. I always thought that looked like crab.
That is gorgeous.
Is
that
like
it's probably
a pickle?
Radish.
Is that like a pickle?
It's probably pickled radish.
Pickled radish.
Yeah, they could spiral it. They can cut it to spiral it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They can probably cut it in a different way after they pickle it.
They probably spent all that time just making the pretty shapes for that.
I feel like sushi restaurants probably do spend a lot of time making it really nice.
Yeah.
There's somebody who owns a bakery in New York. Just interviewing her right now. Let's see
this
how
is
much she knows.
Yeah. We're getting her ready. We're getting her ready.
Oh.
What?
It's fish.
There's fish.
Cured fish.
Yeah.
How?
It could be, but I don't eat.
How is it cured?
How is it cured?
What's cured about
it?
What did it have? What did it have wrong?
Yeah.
It had the vaccine.
Stop.
Sorry.
Lemon bars?
Love.
Very good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think...
Is that not a brookie?
Is it just a cookie?
Wait.
Oh. Yeah.
What is it?
Is that what the brookies are? Or is that a blondie?
Blondie.
Is that what a blondie?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a blondie.
That honestly...
But it's got the chocolate chips in it. That's what's throwing it
that
off.
That looks better than a brownie.
No, it doesn't.
That
no, it doesn't.
That
doesn't
no,
brownie
no.
Is
a
brownie.
So the blonde...
Yes.
It's the same as a brownie, but instead of cocoa, they use vanilla and they put like brown sugar with it.
I like that.
I'm good.
You know why? Because Mariah,
I look at
a chocolate chip cookie and a double chocolate chip cookie, and I'd rather choose a chocolate chip.
Oh,
I
go double chocolate chip all fucking.
I don't like.
I just like chocolate. I don't like too much.
I like the separation between the chocolate and.
If it's meant to be chocolate, I don't want it to change to vanilla.
But it has to have white chocolate chips in the chocolate.
Yeah, sure. That's good. I like
something.
White chocolate chips make me nauseous.
You know what?
What? White chocolate's so good.
White chocolate's like iffy with me. Like,
yes. There's nothing to it.
Like I have to be in the mood, or like it has to be like something.
You know the bag of mixed miniatures?
Mm-hmm.
With like
Mini
Mr. Good Bar.
Oh,
they got the Hershey, then they got the Special Dark, then they got the Crackle. Which one do you choose?
I like the I forget which one. I think it's the Crackle.
The one with like the rice in it?
Yeah, me too.
I like those.
I'm the same.
She passed the vibe check.
I like those.
You know what sounds like a dessert but isn't?
What?
Brockhampton. If you told me that was called a Brockhampton, I'd be like, okay.
That does sound like a dessert.
Like a dessert?
I think of broccoli. I'm thinking about vegetables.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe cut it out. I thought it was, in my mind, it was like
it
a Brockhampton. A Brockhampton sounds like a really.
You're using your imagination.
That to me sounds like a really nice, like, cocktail.
Okay, I get a Brockhampton.
I'll do a Brockhampton on the rocks.
So there's something though. Like a Brockhampton, like, works.
Shaken.
Shaken. Yeah.
Yes.
Shake it.
Hey, Brockhampton, hit us up. 1% goes to Unfiltered Crew.
Modest 85%. All right.
Ick. I honestly don't know what that is.
Ick. That does not look good.
I don't know what that is.
That looks disgusting.
You need to learn your culture.
Are these
desserts?
Like Pokemon?
Sesame seeds.
What's in
it looks like
some
sort of like.
Now take what you see and put it together, and that's what
that
it is.
That is not mochi, is it?
No. Take what you see, the ingredients, and put it together.
So we got sesame
balls.
Fish. We got
there you go. Good job.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
What's in it?
Wait, what's in it? What's
in
it filled with?
Like fig or like dates?
Fig. That looks
fig
like fig. Or
it's probably fig. It looks like fig.
You can find it at like dim sum.
Oh.
Yes. That's why I was like,
I'm weird.
That looks like the shit that like they put on like out for Christmas, like with all the desserts, and that's the only one left.
That's
the
not people touched. Don't
that nobody yeah. picks at.
The only cookies we were allowed in my house growing up were Fig Newtons.
Like, no.
We always had ice cream in the house and always Fig Newtons. Like, we couldn't have like Chips Ahoy or anything. Oh, man, I was like, you want a cookie here?
That explains
a lot. Right. Or it was the blue tin that always has sewing stuff in it. The Italian cookies.
The sugar cookies.
No. I'm talking about the blue tin one where they have sections. All the cookies sucked.
I like those. I like those.
Did you guys used to have family reunions in a place that was so cold and obviously there was so much food you couldn't all stick it in the refrigerator? So
never had a
stick
family
it on
reunion.
Top of cars in the garage.
No.
We would set the garage
up. Like the hoods
up.
Of cars in the garage because it was so cold already. It was going to keep the food
cold. We would set up tables in the garage because it was so cold.
We would put it on like the hoods of the car and on top of the car.
Oh, huh.
Because it was like a way. It was already cold. Instead of setting it on the ground, we would set it on the cars.
Or like if there were like for Christmas, we'll throw like the drinks in the snow.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. You see, we would put them in the fridge because that's the only place that's
cold.
There's
no room.
That's cold. Mm-hmm. That's the only place in Florida that's cold.
All you get.
We had the like remember like 4 years ago, 5 years, like the warmest Christmas we had. It was like 107 degrees on Christmas Day.
I don't know how you guys do
Dude,
it.
When
on
I was,
Christmas Day, it was
I'm
crazy.
Dreaming.
When I was just there, it was so brutally hot and wet. Like it was, you feel like you're just going to fucking pass out.
Yeah.
I cannot stand the
I'm
weather.
Every
for, like,
winter.
Yeah, you get seasons.
I'm excited
oh,
for
yeah.
seasons. Like I like
but
the cold.
But it sucks
I
so,
like
at some
cold.
Points in New York.
I prefer
they
the
get
cold.
Slush.
You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be so pretty. But, like, stepping outside is not pretty. Because, like, everyone's walking outside, so it's black snow. It's, like, brown and mushy. But it is very pretty. Like, seeing it fall.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yes.
Ooh! Ice cream rolls.
That's the hot new thing.
Shout it out when you know it.
Ice cream rolls. Like, I don't know what they're called. Like...
Yeah,
aren't they rolled
ice cream?
Rolled ice cream.
I took Patricia to
yeah.
a place like
this. Was like this was the plot twist one, the hard hitter. This was our last one, but
that was the last one?
Yeah, that was the hard hitting one that we kept for the end.
Oh. Didn't think I could get that one right.
Didn't think you'd get that one.
No, obviously.
I didn't think you had, baby. I didn't think you had the money to eat ice cream like that.
What's
that
funny?
You did
What's
very
funny?
Good.
I got that for free at the mall because we applied for jobs there. We did not get a job there.
You applied the job at the ice cream place?
Yeah, when me and Bree were first looking like 3 years ago, we like stopped there and like he was like, "You want free ice cream?" And like they just gave it to us.
Oh wow!
I don't know. That was the only time I ever had.
Pretty
that's
privileged.
Actually pretty funny.
I guess you
pretty
don't
privileged.
Have
pretty privileged.
Wait, so this is so stupid.
What?
Do you have to wear a hairnet?
No. Why the fuck would you have to wear a hairnet?
I know how stupid I would look.
I could have phrased it better.
No, like it's even funny. Like if I have to wear like a hat, like it looks weird. So like I never had to wear a hat at work. Like everyone has to.
I mean,
wear
that's.
A hat,
I mean, it's better than a hairnet.
Yeah. Like, my hair. It's never my hair that's coming out.
Yeah.
It's never my hair.
If there's ever hair in there, so they're just like, "There's hair in here." You're just like, "Oh, well."
That like reminded me of something that happened. Like, I feel like right as I was about to quit. Like, does that ever happen? Like, right when you're about to quit a job, like, the worst things just keep happening, and you're just like, thank God I'm leaving.
Thank God I'm leaving. With me. Yes.
Because, like, that last 2 weeks at Kilwins was the worst 2 weeks.
Miserable.
Ever. I just had the most ridiculous customers coming in back to back. Like, this one group, they came in. I didn't even serve them, but, like, I had to deal with them. They came in, they got ice cream, and they were, like, they were on the younger side, and you can always tell who's not gonna have the money when they get to the like register. Like if like if it's kids and like our ice cream is like $7, it's expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like I don't expect kids because like I would never go in there.
Right.
I would never go in there and get ice
cream.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So like kids, like I don't expect them. Like whenever kids come in, like young kids,
yeah.
I get nervous. I'm like, and I don't see a parent, I'm like, oh my God.
Here we go.
What am I gonna have to do? But then they like pull out their 20 and I'm like, okay. Their parents send them in with the money, but that's fine. But, like, these kids, and, like, we know this is exactly what happened. They came in, they got their ice cream, and they left. They sat outside, and then they walk back in, and they eat, like, half of it. And they're like, this hair was in our ice cream when we got to the middle of it. We want a refund.
And I was like,
and so.
I would have been like, because I'm the only one working.
It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. It was Brianna who had them as customers. But, that was none of the hair colors. Like, Bree's hair at that time was, like, red. So, like, that wasn't anyone's hair in the store. But, like, whatever. So, they, like, I had to go deal with them because, like, I would have to do the return if there was a return. But, I had to ask them. And I was like, I have to go find their receipt. But, like, because, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, if they have a hair in it, like, I have to refund the ice cream. Like, I can't, like, say you're lying.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever, I'm going to refund you your ice cream. But they're, like, and the other girl next to her was, like, well, I don't want my ice cream now. I want a refund too because, like, I don't know if there was an ice cream mine. I'm like, well, there wasn't. What so I'm not giving you a refund.
What? Oh, my God.
And I said that. I'm like, well, there wasn't a hair in yours, so I'm not refunding you yours. And she was like, well, what if we paid together? And I'm like,
what?
You didn't.
That's like you can tell it was premeditated. Yeah, like that's what you can tell it was fucking planned.
Like,
it's
you
crazy.
Didn't pay together. I have your separate receipts. So.
Oh, you know they pull that, like, shit
do you think
everywhere.
You know they see their parents trying to do that, you know?
Or they see some TikTok where it's like, you want to know how to get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put a
say
hair.
Your hair's in it.
Because, like, honestly, what? Like, every business would have to give you a refund if, like, you say there's a hair. Because, like, what are they going to do?
Right.
But, like, don't try to pull on
their,
it.
Punch their, like, loyalty card, like, two more times and be like, come again.
That whole, like, customers are always right. That needs to fucking go. It's that whole, like, there's a hair. It's crazy how much that shit works now. And, like, it's still to this day just people get away with that.
Wouldn't you
that.
Just have, like. I feel like if that happened, you would have to just, like, not refund them, but just give them another
new,
one.
Yeah, another ice
I wouldn't
cream.
Fucking give them their money back.
But the thing is, if they're saying, like, the thing is, there's certain people that, like, our boss never told us how to handle, like, certain situations. Like, he never said what to do if, like, people come in and ask for, like, a refund. And because it happens so rarely. Because it's so rare that, like, people want to return something because it's chocolate. Like, you can't return it for the most part. But he never told us, and every time, like, something goes left, because, like, we didn't know how to handle it, and we did the best that we could and what we thought you would want us to do.
Yeah.
He always yelled at us. It would always be some fight, and we still never got an answer on how to respond to when it happened in the future, so we would just keep doing how we wanted to do it.
How would he have handled that situation?
He, like, would have just given them free ice cream and probably refunded it. But, like, I'm not going to offer you free ice cream because, like, what's the point? Like, you would have just finished your ice cream.
Yeah.
You want your money back. Like, you don't want, you want a refund.
No, they deserve the ice cream.
That was the point.
I think they deserve the ice cream back and not the money. They paid the money. Then go, okay, then I'll give you you can watch me do it completely.
Or grab a tub from the bag and be like,
brand new.
Yeah.
You can't even tell somebody that they're stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're not allowed. If somebody's stealing, like, you're not allowed to, like, chase at. That was another one. Some guy got in trouble for chasing after a guy that was stealing, and he got the object back. He, like, took his backpack, and he got in trouble
I think somebody ended up hiring him. Like, a big company hired him because they loved the way he handled that. So they hired him immediately. Yeah.
They made him, like, a bodyguard, like, or, like, the security guy.
But, like, when I worked at Forever 21, the rule was when we saw somebody stealing with our own eyes, we had to ask them if they needed our help the entire time until they left the store. That was the rule.
Really? I'd be so annoyed.
I saw you over there. Is there any help? Anything else you need? Do you need any help over here? Do you need any help over here? You keep doing that until they leave, and then they walk out with the item. It's like you're literally. What's the word? You're incentivizing them to keep doing it. Yeah. They know that we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So why the fuck are we?
But also tell people, do not shoplift. Do not do it, though.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, yeah, no, don't. Yeah.
Right, I know. But even though you can maybe walk out of places, do
because
not.
Oh, no, I think now is much different. This is back. I feel like back then.
No, now.
Is it true that places
now is
like
worse?
Target, like
they rack it up.
They rack it up.
They wait till you get to a certain number and then they call the police.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But like Walmart, I know they don't care. And like people will say, like, we know you steal. Like, we know you don't scan the items, and we see it on our thing, like what you scanned and what you didn't scan.
Damn.
We just don't care.
That's smart.
I had buddies in high school would walk into the back of Walmart, get the 30 pack of Keystone, and walk right out. Nothing. They did it.
Where's the guy that checks your receipt?
Certain late hours and stuff, if it's not that busy, they're not there. This was different. This was in 2000 and like
it was a different time.
It was a different.
Yeah, we
was insane to me.
We used to have to say, like, is there anything you want me to put up at the register that you want us to hold for you? And like you have to, like, you're not like accusing them of stealing.
Let them
know
that
you're stealing, but like try to make it aware, like, you need any help with the jewelry? But you can't be like,
I always wondered why I will leave a store if they're too up my ass, but maybe they think I'm like suspicious. Like, for some reason, every time I walk into a store, what's going on in my brain is like, they think I'm stealing and I'm not. Like, I always think, like, oh my God, I'm looking around, I'm like too suspicious. Like, it's like when you're not doing anything wrong, but a cop comes by and you're like, oh no, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
But there's, every time I go into a store, they ask me like 10 times, do you want me to put that to the front? And I'm like, no, I put things back. Like, no. And then they bother me too much. I leave without anything. Like, I constantly go into stores and come out with nothing because they bother me too much.
Still to this day, when I show my ID, I'm worried it's fake. I'm 29 years old. And when I do it, I'm always like,
I stand up taller, like,
everything check out. Like, I know my birthday. I know my
address. I try to do the same face as my ID because I just don't want any problems to arise. Especially at the airport. Like, I do at the airport and the guy's just looking extra hard. I'm just like, I'm about to miss my flight.
Yeah, I put my hair in front every time. I'm like, is the length good? Like, it's stupid.
I look nothing like my ID. So
he doesn't give a fuck. He's just like, yeah.
You know what I think is so nasty at airports? And this was even pre-corona, that like you have to put your phone down to scan on a thing that's been on your face.
Yeah.
So your everybody's face is touched that little screen to scan.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Never thought about that.
Make it a little barcode. Face it down. Why do I have to put it on this thing?
Why is it upside down? Like, why did
disgusting.
Or you could print your boarding pass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who prints their boarding pass?
I kind of like having the paper.
Yeah, I like it better.
I just like it's always right there.
Like, just in case.
On my because
I'm most
wallet.
Likely going to lose it.
Yeah.
Wait, there's one more thing I want to say. Back to the Forever 21. I used to work at Forever 21, the people shoplifting. There's one story, and I know I'll forget it. I'll never bring it up again, but I can't. I just remembered that this happened, and I have to say this story. There was one time, I was just working at a shift at Forever 21, and this lady, we had shoplifters every fucking day, but this one was different. This one was just like, you gotta give this motherfucker credit. This lady comes in with her kid, right? And she comes in, and everybody immediately stops working and starts looking at this lady. This lady is wearing completely see-through, from like a bodysuit, see-through, no underwear, no bra.
What?
But it wasn't like a dark see-through. It was so see-through where you're just like, ma'am, I'll be right there with you. And you just had to watch this lady walk through the store because you could not believe that this lady was walking in the store with just nothing on. And the whole store is watching this lady go. Meanwhile, her kid with a backpack, her three-year-old with a
shut up,
is stealing shit around the entire store. While the entire staff of this Forever 21 is staring at this woman walking in.
What?
It was unbelievable. And they're
bravo.
Oh, that's out of like Ocean's 11.
I know.
Wait, she was the distraction.
She was the distraction.
And she trained a three-year-old. Oh my goodness.
It was a little kid. I don't know how old he was, but he was like this tall.
Probably like 6 years old.
Did he know the prices of stuff, or was he just going?
Did it matter?
Random
things.
They do
it all the time. You could tell. Like, this kid was a natural. And right before they left, somebody notices the person throwing, like the little kid throwing a like clothing in the bag, and immediately as soon as they left, they like called security, but they were gone.
Damn. What?
But man, we all were talking about that for 3 months.
Describe the outfit again, because in my head I have this.
It was
like mesh.
Yeah, it was mesh.
Like
it's
a
dress. It's what girls will wear, but they'll wear a bra under it.
Right.
It's one of those touristy, touristy tank tops where it's like,
oh yeah,
tank tops where it's like, oh look at me in my like bikini body.
I wanted to put a picture of this mesh that this lady was wearing, but she was wearing nothing under it.
I'm picturing like the brother from 51st Dates. Like, you know, his like
top.
Sean Astin. Yeah. Oh yes, sir.
Like, how it's
my,
like.
Get my
it's not steroids, it's protein thing.
It was as see-through as that.
Wow.
But like, you couldn't really tell this lady to leave the mall because, I don't know, there was just something about the bodysuit where like, you just couldn't tell her, ma'am, you need to leave.
Right.
It was like enough where you're able
it
to get away.
It was kind of okay.
But still, you could see her fucking twat and her titties.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. But like, it was on purpose. It's not like she like thought she looked good. She did it.
Someone's gonna
intentionally
steal that for like a plot in a movie. That's
imagine,
like an amazing
imagine
opening.
How
it
fucking
is.
Disgusting you are that like you're getting yourself naked to walk around to distract people so your fucking 6 year old can steal.
Yeah,
it
was really sad. Trash. It was really sad
that
watching
that. That is crazy.
That. And like there he was just stealing everything. It was like from every
it's
department.
Like Florida projects.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but like that's 100% a scene in a movie.
When you start working so out there, good. You're going to have insane stories. Oh, you thought you had crazy stories now?
Yeah, depending on where you're working at. Mike Sheffer was saying that the best place to start working at for like culinary or what she wants to do is hotels.
Yeah.
Because the best chefs are the biggest chefs now. They always start at hotels.
Hmm.
I would look into that because like even Bob worked at a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, he worked at a hotel.
I have a feeling it wouldn't be as fun as like working like at a bakery in the corner of a street. You see all these people.
You have your regulars come in.
Yeah.
It won't be like if I worked in a hotel, it wouldn't be as much customer service as much as baking.
Oh, right.
What about a bagel shop?
We go eat steam bras.
I think that answered your question here.
If it was like the only job I could find, yeah, I would take the job. But like, okay, it's not something I'm like looking for.
We should
like
let the audience know, folks, if you know some people who are high up, if your daddy owns the
yeah, help her out, please. Look at her. She deserves she deserves
Har Hadaya.
Yeah, but she's like looking for a job, so
yeah.
Anywhere that's like
maybe
cool.
Maybe Wendy
have a
Thomas
spot.
Knows somebody. Wendy.
Wendy. Wendy.
Shout out to Wendy Thomas if you know anybody in New York who would love to hire
Rebecca,
somebody
food
like
and craft.
In New York.
You're going to get it. Don't worry.
I hope so.
You're going to do just fine. I'm not even worried.
That's what we should. You know what? Next time I'm up there, we should just like job. Like we just go to every bakery.
I do not want to go around every bakery in New York.
We do a meetup at every bakery. Meet him at every bakery, so we'll see which one we can hook for you to get a job.
Do you have a car?
No, I don't have my car.
So where's your car?
It's at home in the parking lot.
What do you plan on doing with it?
Probably thinking about selling it.
Huh. And you're gonna give that money back to Zane, right?
Huh. What are you gonna sell it for?
Whatever.
I know, no, it's actually you should really.
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't even like spend it on rent. Like I would save it to where.
Mariah.
I was trying to get it in. I knew it would hit, but it was the wrong time.
You better take that.
They're like, love the car, but does that come off?
Honestly,
is that
painted? Protected it.
No,
so
you
like
need,
when I take it off to sell it, it'll be like.
When you take
condition.
No, you need to take it off before you put it up to sell.
It's just gonna be like stained always on there. Like I had a peace sign on my Kia Soul from a long time ago that the owner had. You could always see the damn peace sign on there.
Naya, you should keep it on and then like on Craigslist or wherever you put it on Craigslist. Wherever you put it, just put this in the description. A blood was still there from when I ran over a deer on whatever. it's like make him think it's blood on the side of your car. You could never take it off.
I honestly wouldn't even use it for like rent. Like I would save that money for like if I ever want to get a car down the road and like put more money into it.
No pun intended.
She's financially responsible.
Yeah, because you don't need a car in New York. You'll have it probably whatever.
It wouldn't
after.
Even make sense. Like I couldn't handle the driving.
No, it's hell.
I don't know. I kind of want to take it like I'm joking. Slowly because I also have.
Oh, she's choking again.
Go. Oh my God.
Go. Is it that type of choking? Bring the cameras.
What's so funny is I go out there and she's literally choking and she's grabbing a glass to like get a glass of water. And I'm thinking she's going to go straight for the water fountain. And she goes to the fridge and she's opening it up and she's putting ice cubes in it. And she's like, I'm like, just get though. You don't need her to
her
be cold.
Her final moment. Just like
dying, but needs her water cold.
Yeah.
Comes back with fucking cheese and crackers.
Won't get her dead
on this.
No, I'm thinking my logic is that I need something solid so that it catches that piece and just swallows it.
Right, brings it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get it down.
Heath, remember when I choked on that the antibiotic?
the pill sideways?
I didn't even call 911. I called Heath. I was choking on the pill. It was right here, and I couldn't get it out. I called Heath.
He's like, what do I
do? I was like, Heath, it's fucking it. I don't know what to do. He's like, puke it out. And on face, I'm like, all right, watch me. Yeah. And you just see the blue pill come right with my puke, just out. I'm like, I got it, Heath.
I'm a lifesaver.
Yeah, that was a story.
I'm a lifesaver.
No. You are. You really did.
A true hero.
A cop would have asked for my address.
Right.
Asked for... You know when you call 911 in LA, they put you on fucking hold. Isn't that crazy?
Do they really?
Put you on hold.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Let's try it. There's
two times that I've called, two personal experiences where they put me on hold for 5 minutes.
So they go, 911, what's your emergency?
Please,
you said your emergency, and they realized it wasn't.
No. It's on hold. Like they don't get me to a operator. It puts me on hold. Like wait till you get to an operator.
Hadai, have you ever called 911?
No, I haven't called.
That
I don't
citizen
think I've
app
ever
must
called.
Be like.
I don't think I've actually
Jesus.
Called 911.
Do you have the citizen app?
Don't. She's gonna be.
Don't.
It's crazy. Like
no,
we have the citizen app.
I don't want to know.
You'll be up at 1 o'clock in the morning, just like this, just fucking.
Oh,
terrible.
They'll tell you everything.
No,
yeah, don't do it.
Even Brie was telling me about something that happened in February of this year. on the J train, so like that's like the, my stop, like that's where I would get like go to. There was someone just going around just slashing people, just slashing people in the throat. Just on the train,
Christ.
On the station.
It's like that Joker movie.
And Zane's not the bit concerned.
And they never found him.
It's like that movie.
They never found him. Like he just stopped. He just stopped. He just got bored.
So he's still out.
He's still out there.
Very
Jesus.
Good.
I feel like New York is the easiest place. To, like,
the Soho slasher.
So like, the thing is, stuff happens in like daylight, and like no one does anything.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It's just sad.
Damn. Well, you got to be safe out there.
That's why I don't go anywhere.
Don't let Brianna.
Are you packing? What do we got in the purse?
I only have pepper spray.
Oh yeah, let's do a what's in my purse.
Yeah, let's do a what's in my purse. You got your bag. It seems like you got somewhere you need to be.
You're in a BuzzFeed video right now, Hidayah. What's in your purse?
I love the.
Oh, those videos are so staged. I hate it. Like, you know when they do the what's in my purse, they do a celebrity, and it's all fucking obviously.
Like, I always like to carry hot sauce in my bag. Okay. I gotta have
mine would
this.
Seem staged, but it's like I always have like a little packet of Parmesan.
No, you have a lot. You have half a lime deodorant. She has like what you.
Yeah,
what she needs
you
for
don't have half a lime in your purse.
I did one time.
I have a mask.
Send my plan B.
Okay.
I have a mask. I have a lip liner.
Okay. Brand.
Nyx.
Shout him out.
All right.
Nyx is going to send her an entire care package.
I have a lipstick.
All right. Go on.
Milani? Yes, I use the same one.
Yeah, teddy bear.
I love this.
That's cute.
And then I have a lip gloss.
Okay.
A lot of lip products.
Okay, and then I have my AirPods.
Not the Pro?
Not the Pro.
Oh, I really
ouch.
She just moved to Brooklyn.
I have a perfume.
What perfume is it?
Tease.
Curry scent.
Oh, okay. Tease. Bit of a tease, huh?
And then chapstick. A lot of lip product.
Brand. A lot of lip going on. You hear that, yeah. Zane? She wants to bring attention.
I know. That means that she's doing a lot of a lot of kissing.
Have you found any good boys?
No. There's no good boys ever.
Yeah,
I have no prospects.
No,
is there
never.
Any? Is there any like what do they call like the fast blonde, the fast dating thing?
Speed dating.
Speed dating.
When you date really fast.
Do they have any Muslim speed dating?
I doubt it. I've
no,
never
that'd
heard
be
of
fun.
Anything like that. That would be fun.
But every table has their parents with them.
It's kind of funny. A girl seated with her parents.
Yeah. The parents are the ones talking. It's not even the fucking.
That's really funny.
No, there's. Meeting people is so hard.
It is.
They should
is
so do, hard. What was it, parental control when the parents.
Oh, that show?
When the parents pick three guys.
Yeah.
Like.
No, how was it, like, what was the setup, though?
The parents went on the date, no?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they
the
met
parents
the parents.
Watched.
The parents.
Wait, no. You're
talking
about the MTV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they went on dates with the mom.
Oh,
the
there
guy
was three,
went
no.
on dates with all of the moms, and then at the end, he decided.
No, I'm not
and
talking
then the
about
girls
that.
Would be like, well, meet my lovely daughter.
That, no, yeah. Wait, that's. I'm guessing that's not parental control.
Oh, no, yes. I am talking about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Got it.
Right, it's not parental control. I'm getting shows mixed up. But there was a show that was like that where they dated the mom, and then she's like, meet my daughter.
Great concept.
Yes.
What happened to those
great.
Type of shows?
Yes.
What was that show
great.
Called?
What was it called?
Going on a date with my mom.
Date my mom.
Or, yeah.
Date
my
date
mom.
My mom.
It was called Date My
How'd
Mom.
We not guess
really?
That? What's the one where they date my mom?
I don't remember it being called Date My Mom.
So parental control was the one where they have three guys, then the parents watch from the living room, like on the TV.
It's where it's a bad relationship, and the parents.
Oh, want to get the yeah.
Sorry, that was that.
Those
was
were that was obviously staged, right? Those shows were
yeah. Those
staged.
Yeah, those lines. It's like, well, sugar and spice, you missed out on something nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Meet my daughter Annabelle.
Like, yes.
So cool.
Yes. Yeah, it was, and then the girl's really hot, and you're like, look what he missed out on.
Yeah.
Oh. And then sometimes they were like, yeah, that's why I
wow.
did it.
And you see the dude just like, and then the girl he picked is just like, what?
Sorry, I got that all mixed up. That was annoying. I was really pushing
no, no. I thought
concept.
It was called parental control too.
I think I'm just confused on what was what. Parental control was when they didn't like the person they were dating,
got
so they
it.
Picked
yeah.
three new guys. Am I right?
Bring those shows back. I want to.
I
want to watch them.
Next
was
so
a
good one.
Matt would come up with the really good bullet points.
Oh yeah.
Next.
The fun fact.
The best was when they walked off the bus and they were only halfway up the park,
oh, yeah.
and they were like. Next, like not
even
didn't even get 20 feet up to the
no,
person.
No, they're like this.
Nope. Next. And then they would go back on the bus like, oh, bro, man, yeah. What happened? Like, I don't know, man. She was
those velvet curtains covering the windows.
Remember the show Yo Mama? Watched that shit religiously.
$1,000 cash all my jokes money.
Is that just wilding out, but they were just saying Yo Mama
yes,
jokes?
Yo yeah. Mama jokes, but it was like so half-assed. Like they were just outside. It looked like it was filmed on a cell phone. Like it was like so
it was filmed under
low
a bridge.
Quality.
Yeah,
yes.
It was
good though.
That was
it
good.
Was
such
good.
A simple concept.
Yeah.
Do you think these shows could hold up? Like if they did do like a reboot, like people would like enjoy
Yo
it?
Yo Mama would never slide.
No.
No
well,
way.
Unless they put
or
it
like
on Netflix. Like, I don't know.
Oh, like the old episodes, you mean?
MTV is now part of Paramount Plus, so I bet it would be good, but it's a lot of money. It
Yo
just
Mama.
Would have to get popular.
Would you do reality TV?
No.
Never?
No.
What about, like, a baking reality show?
Yeah. I'd probably do something like that.
You ever watch Nailed It? It's horrible. It's
yeah.
where they have, like, the worst bakers try to recreate, like, these beautiful,
yeah.
like, masterpieces. It's
so
funny.
They just
funny.
Put them in the worst position.
It's
man.
So fun. They are so bad.
I think it'd be a good spot.
Would you be, would you actually want to do a baking show? Like, be a contestant on a baking show?
I think that would make me so nervous.
People would love her,
so
though, because
nervous.
She's also funny.
Yeah.
Some of those people are so boring. They're just good at what they do. But,
yeah.
like, she would be, like.
But would you be able to be, like. Comfortable in a setting like that?
I don't
that?
Know if I'd be comfortable. I feel like I'd be so nervous.
What if I was there? What if I was fake directing it?
He's like, what if I was the judge?
Yeah, the host. Zane's the host.
Y'all should get on Sugar Rush.
Oh yeah, we could talk to Hunter March for you. You'll be on the next season. Does he still do that show?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, wow.
He's killing it.
We got Gordon Ramsay. Hadaya, what are we making here?
Hadaya.
Butter chicken. I love
Gordon
it.
Gordon Ramsay would make me cry.
Oh, and he'd
yeah.
make
I'm
any of us
so
cry.
Sensitive. No, I'm so sensitive. Like he would make me cry.
I ate at a restaurant one time and he was eating there and our waiter was serving his Ooh. Table and our table.
Oh, was he telling you like was he
Well,
telling
no.
You about-
I realized what was happening the moment we sat down uh-huh. and the waiter went from that table to our table and I'm like, "Are you serving that table?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I'm like,
"You
take
better
your
get
time.
Back."
I was like, was "We'd love our cocktails, but just take your time." And he
oh,
was like,
sweet of you.
"Thank you." Like,
could you imagine if you were just like a dick? You're like, "We've been waiting here. Our appetizers, like,
I don't care if Gordon Ramsay is over there. You're serving me."
You say it like sarcastic. I don't care if Gordon Ramsay
you
is
say
your
it
other.
Extra loud, just
yeah.
so he hears it. Wow. Oh, that's really funny. What restaurant was it?
Angelina's.
Yeah.
Angelini's.
That's
like
what I
that.
Choked on. I know it.
One of those?
It's coming back for revenge. Round two. How far do you think you'd make it in a competition like that?
I feel like the first round. Like, I feel like
so
feel
you
like
don't
I
think you're that
make
you don't
it.
Think you're that good?
No, because I feel like under pressure, like I get anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Like my anxiety, like I get too anxious and I feel like I wouldn't even finish my dessert in time.
Well.
Unless like I practice like a whole bunch, which I feel like you have to, but like
Yeah.
My biggest fear is being on a reality show and I'm like talking. I think I'm being great. I'm being myself. And then like you watch the edit and it's just like this tuba sound like bam, 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 the whole time. You're like, I thought I was being myself. And they just frame you as being an idiot.
God, yeah, and that's the thing with reality TV. Like, if we were ever in a reality TV show,
they can make you look so bad.
The one thing that we would want in the contract is we get to see how you're going to make us look, right? That's all we'd want, but they're just like, no, it's a reality TV show. You're going to look like what you give us.
Do you ever remember The Busy World of Richard Scarry? Okay,
no.
It was. But do you remember this? The apple with the little worm.
Oh my goodness!
I feel like
apple
I've seen that before. Yeah, as a
yes.
kid.
Like you had him at a Tom Thumb or something. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
no.
What about it?
Just remember.
I thought there was a crazy fucking like.
I think this was
that.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Wow.
I remember that as a kid.
Huh.
Right. That reminded me. This is so random. But did you guys ever remember having that one? Drawing growing up that you were really good at that you would just draw over and over again. Mine was like I went through like a worm and an apple phase where I just drew a worm and I was so good at it. A worm and
the
an
worm
apple
got
like
better
everywhere.
Every time.
Yeah.
I would draw a heart with an arrow through it and the Superman what's the
Superman
S?
Symbol?
The S. The,
oh,
the three lines
oh,
and then the
universal
yeah.
S.
The universal
yeah.
S.
Did you ever make it a whole chain? Like, do you remember how cool you were when you kept
I'd
going?
I'd go like this. I'd go all around
yes.
the paper like that.
You'd make it like curved instead of sharp.
Yup.
Like,
The S. Keith, you had anything you drew?
Or the tornado.
I don't know why. The tornado. My thing was always just a guy in a baseball hat, complete side profile. Full body. I'm not fucking joking.
That shit looked janky. That's the most heat drawing.
I remember, like, and it would literally be like, it would be pants, shoes, and the guy would just be completely sideways. And I just remember drawing the nose and then the lips. And then it was just like a guy. And then he'd be just like, literally exactly who I am right now. That's the weird fucking thing.
There was a drawing where it was a guy, but you can use all the numbers, like 1 through 10, to draw his face. You remember that?
Yeah.
Boy.
Boy, too.
I would do that one, too.
Oh, my gosh. You would take the Y and then you go all the way around. Yeah.
Remember,
boy.
you do like the you draw like a house with snow on top, and it looks like a guy bending over in the shower.
Wait, so it's like you
draw like a box, and then you draw the house,
okay,
and then you draw the snow on top,
uh-huh,
and then you draw the sun like over the house, and then you draw like the go over like that, and then you draw.
I kind of remember that.
And so you're drawing this, and the kids are like, what are you drawing? It's a house with snow. And then it ended up being a guy bending over, and it's like,
I think I remember that.
There's like a few drawings where it starts out looking like,
yes,
something different.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else too. I went through like an elephant ass phase, just the back of an elephant, but it was so like
the back of an elephant.
I can probably do it right now.
my other thing was drawing the number 12 and then the number 12 underneath it, and then you'd put ears, and then you'd do like arms, and then it'd be a bunny.
Get out of here.
You do 212.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I would do it. I literally drew it every fucking day. I don't know why. I'll draw it right now. Ready? So you do. All right, here we go. So let's make it dark. You do 12.
For audio listeners, we're sorry.
12. 12.
Oh, I see it. Those are the thighs.
And then this is like the thumper feet. This is like the little bunny's hands. And then this
was
the big ears.
Let me see that.
Oh, my God.
And I would draw this
so
over
funny.
And over. I don't.
Any sideways.
Any side.
Always sideways. Did you give him a little catcher's mitt? In a baseball field? You should have done that facing each other.
My mom can do, she could do Mickey Mouse, but without picking up the pencil. But there's a bunch of people who can do it. She can do it in one shot. That's the one thing she always drew growing up. She can make a Mickey Mouse like face without picking up her pencil.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
I know how to do this one that's a dog. And you go, there was a boy with no arms.
Yes!
And he was chased by a swarm of bees. And then he jumped into a big pool and he died. And they gave him two tombstones and everyone cried giant tears at his funeral.
Yes!
And like, you make a dog.
Did you do that one?
I've seen how they do the dog, but like I haven't heard that rhyme for it.
Oh yeah, like there's a boy with no arms, and that's when you make this like stick figure with no arms, and that's the nose and like the snout.
And then the bees surrounded him. So you do three like freckles where the whiskers come out.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
She would just do henna in class. That's how she'd do it. She would just.
I would write words. Like, I would write words. I don't know. I was always like.
Like bubble letters?
Not even just like bubble letters. I would repeat the same bubble like letters or like words. Oh. Or, like, I don't know why. Like.
Do you remember like changing your E's and A's to be like different? Did you
the A like this?
Did you ever do like the E with the slat, like the line this way? Yeah. Like, or the A would be this one? With like the hook. This why? Or like you would dot your eyes with hearts or something. Or I used to dot my eye just like I would draw a circle instead of like dotting it.
Oh,
like,
she
that
was different.
Phase. Oh.
Oh my God. Another thing I used to draw this every day. I think I was in like fifth grade. Oh my God, I don't know what it was, but I would draw like a girl from behind, and it would be like tight jeans, and then I would fucking make a G-string coming up over like the back. I don't know why.
How old?
I think I was in like fifth grade.
You knew what a G-string was?
You don't like
was?
Me because
I didn't
dressed
know
like a hooker.
The thong song.
But he would not listen to that.
It was like Final Fantasy. I remember and you would see like that. And I don't know why.
Final Fantasy was
I thought
dirty.
It was like so bad. I was like, that is like really, like that was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
So you would draw it on their hips? Like,
and
you could stop thinking about it.
Wow.
No, fuck. Those games had a lot. Because I was playing as a kid once, and my stepdad walked in. He's just like, Jesus. Like, it was this girl that was in the game and just like giant. And it was just like she was barely wearing anything, but it was a kid's game. And
my son it was like, not a kid's game. It was like, it was T, rated T, but dark T. Remember there was like
T plus.
Remember the ratings were like, oh, T plus. There was like dark T.
Yeah.
The team.
Rated M for mature.
Yeah, I remember just like looking through like Game Informer and just being like,
"Oh, Game, oh.
Fuck."
It was close to Playboy.
That was the closest thing we had. That and I remember playing fucking like Tekken.
Oh, what was going on?
No, Dead or Alive.
That was it. Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
And then like the beach volleyball.
Oh.
I remember being like,
y'all were allowed to play that?
I only bought the beach volleyball one because of that.
That was literally, it
was like, it was close.
Were they games inappropriate. But like the characters were sexy?
Show it. Look
what they had these players
play. Dead or Alive, that's what it was.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's what they're wearing. It's a kids fighting game.
Fighting? Wait.
Oh, Heath, remember how they made them sound too?
Why is it called Dead or Alive? Like, do they
die?
It was
like a fighting game.
It was like a Tekken, like Mortal Kombat. You know the what?
But they were
hot.
Oh, this isn't volleyball. Oh,
that's the one.
Yep.
Oh boy.
So Zane, you would play beach volleyball just to see
It wasn't beach volleyball. It was a fighting game, but like.
But they would be on like the
beach. The setting would be.
Yeah.
It was very real. Like everything moved in when they when. In this
game. Look.
Oh my god.
Type in intro video.
Wait, that is hard.
You know, like the intro when you started up.
I don't think we're gonna get there.
This is hentai.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Play the intro.
I've never heard.
Yeah, just
of
go to
this.
Video real quick.
So this is what Heath and I saw before we bought the game.
Boys are gross. Like that is
right. Right. It was a different time.
It was a different time, but.
Fast forward a little
bit. Take the shirt off. Oh my gosh. What?
Like, this is what we were playing when we were in elementary school.
Like, oh my god! No way!
Crazy.
It's a.
Oh my god!
I don't remember showing this much.
I didn't have the extreme volume, whatever this was. This was different, but the other one was like.
She was naked and she just jumped off a cliff, and this girl's waking up in bed.
Oh, that's
naked.
Nina. I love Nina.
I thought this game. This game's about volleyball.
No, it's not volleyball. It was volleyball themed. It's a fighting.
Look. Yes, like this.
Wait, look at her boobs.
Oh, I loved her too.
Hey.
Oh.
Me. That looks like Carly. Oh my gosh.
Woo! The little wink.
Look at it's so detailed. What year was this?
Like, look at everything moving.
I know.
Do they still make did they play this game in VR?
Oh, I loved her too. Mm.
Yeah, Zane, his favorite.
The modest one.
No! She picks her wedgie.
Oh my.
Oh
wait, my. Okay, that was a lot.
This was
a lot.
On Xbox.
She just fed her a strawberry.
Whoa.
And sucked the finger.
Pete, this is crazy. Like,
yeah.
Watching this now.
Wait, this is an intro? This is like a.
This is like what. Like, before you played, like, the start, before you, like, picked,
yeah.
Like, you know.
This is long.
Like, people in high school aren't buying these games. Like, they're not buying.
You can download
a
lot
very,
of stuff off Steam.
It's
these
a very.
Days.
It's a. What do you call that?
That
Mortal Kombat
bizarre.
Style game. What do you call those?
Combat.
Like, you guys are.
Is it combat?
Fighting games.
Just fighting games.
1v.
Those fighting games were more catered to, like, younger people. Because, like, in high school or middle school, you'd probably play Mortal Kombat if you played that style game. That. High schools weren't playing that style. That was, like, more for kids. So they were making that shit for kids. And our parents were buying that shit for us. My mom let me play that, but she didn't like understand what I was playing. But like, that was crazy. That was a lot.
Wow.
I can't believe you knew about the game.
You guys are sick.
Dude, I didn't know you played that too. He's like, I didn't play it. I just watched.
Oh, I was playing it.
Oh my gosh, that is. That's
and
that wild.
Wasn't the only version. They had other versions. They had Dead or Alive 1, 2, 3, Beach Volleyball. They had, like, other...
other ones. Oh, there was a lot of
Dead or Alive Strikes Back. Dead or Alive.
That's funny.
I don't know. We should do a Vlog Squad version. Let's go to Atari and
a Vlog Squad video game.
Mm-hmm. A LAN party? That would be so fucking fun.
A what?
LAN party.
What's LAN party?
LAN. Like,
LAN, local area network or something like that.
I think you can download it on Steam and we can all play it.
No, we could totally like all do it online. And yeah. Like, Heath, but it's fun like connecting every... So you would connect everybody's like Xboxes. Internet together.
Yeah.
And you could all play on like the same like server.
Yeah. Huh.
Guys, next season we're all going to... We should all play though. That'd be fucking hilarious.
That is, so do you pick your character and they fight?
Yeah, it's like it's like a fighting game. You know when you see the screen and they're side by side.
He's
and
not
you're
really fighting. He's just picking different positions for them.
All I'm doing is turning like this.
Yeah, you're jumping.
He sets it in like the slow mo. You know when you get like when you like record it, like you
instant
can like
replay you, no, every you 5 seconds.
You can like move the camera angle.
You can, oh, you like stop.
Right, they do instant replay when somebody wins. They do instant.
Slow-mo replay. Was winning slow-mo. Left and right. Oh, this
no,
is,
I was losing, I like, so it was quick.
I feel so like creepy, like looking and thinking about this. Oh,
we were what?
We didn't know.
10?
We didn't know what we were watching, right?
Meanwhile, Mariah's playing like mystery date. Like
mystery date.
You're going on a
mall madness.
What was the one with the phone and you would call the boys to see if they liked you?
What?
You ever played that
Matt,
board
what
game?
The fuck?
What were you playing?
I don't know. Well, girls
there
don't
was,
play
there
that
there was
game.
Not a phone around her with her mom.
It was a board game for like girls, and there was a phone, and they would call like, "You went on a date with Brian. You're going to the mall." And he's like, "Hey, pick you up at 7.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
No, I don't know.
Come on, it was like mystery dream date.
I feel like I remember seeing commercials for
dream
it.
Dream date sounds familiar.
And there was a phone, 90s dream date phone
I
game.
I played Dream World. I think that's what it was called.
For kids?
For like little girls.
That's pretty bad.
Hey, it's Brian. Pick you up at 7.
Hey, it's
I'm
Brian.
Going on a date with Zach. Want to go to the food
Dream
court?
Phone. Play the commercial for Dream Phone.
Is that it?
How it feels to play Dream Phone as an adult.
Yes, and you would have these girls.
God, I can't wait to have a fucking monitor hanging up on the wall.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Dream Phone. You had the phone, and then you had the boys, and you would pick them, and you would dial it.
Interesting.
I actually
no, I
went to college
that.
With a girl who was in the commercial for
that. That is weird, right?
It's
kind of
creepy. Oh,
look up Dream Phone
how
commercial.
How they're like kind of branding all of them, everyone like.
Yeah, pretty
like,
pretty weird, yeah.
Grooming everyone to think a certain way.
Imagine them coming out with a Dead or Alive Now for kids. Ooh!
Parents would never allow that.
I've probably seen a commercial. Oh.
Oh, these guys are old.
These are,
like,
what?
And then you have these little girls.
Oh,
what
the
oh God.
My God.
Oh, wait.
Grown.
This looks more familiar than it sounds.
Here.
This looks familiar.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
I went to college with one of these girls.
Which one?
I can't remember. Maybe her. I remember being
wait, why were those guys like...
They were like fucking 27 30. Years old, and then they pan to girls that are like
11.
What? Oh hey. My God!
That's really funny.
It's
actually.
Kyle. Want to hit the food court?
Oh my
yes,
God!
That's
good.
What
it would be. That would. That's perfect.
Pick you up at 8. Wait a second. How are you driving?
Yeah.
She's 14. You shouldn't be driving.
Wow, that's really funny.
Holy shit!
Good times.
I feel like we played a lot of Monopoly.
Boring. I'm kidding.
It just takes so
hey.
Long.
I love that they have Monopoly now for like your town. Like there's like a Burbank Monopoly that I want to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's I saw it in a store.
Support
like
the
it's
small businesses.
the last one I saw was the one with the
you
credit
bought
card
Hanks.
You want to put the 50s thrift
oh,
store out of business?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they came out with
I was
ones
like,
with the
credit
card.
Too much.
The
credit
yes,
oh,
that's
so much better. So cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
You can't really steal from each other anymore.
And it's so
I know whoever was the banker was stealing.
My friends would steal from me all the time.
I like Junior Monopoly because instead of going to jail, you went to the bathroom.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty
that's
sure
pretty
on
funny.
Junior Monopoly.
I've never even heard of Junior Monopoly.
Detention.
I've heard of Junior Monopoly. They had Disney Monopoly. They had like princesses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had that
yeah.
one.
It's fun when they like change it up. Keeps it alive.
Yeah. We should play Monopoly. I
no,
want to play. Like,
I don't have 20 hours to play Monopoly.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
I do. I'll play Monopoly.
I'll play Monopoly.
I miss board games.
I really do.
Fun.
Why don't we do it?
I'm addicted to Scrabble.
You know what?
Girl,
last we played board game was with Mariah, one of the first times you met her.
We used
oh,
to have
yeah.
game night all the time.
We used to do that a lot at the apartment.
Yeah, and we used to play Telestrations all the
Telestrations.
Time.
Oh, that was fun.
We stayed in and played time. Games a lot.
But we always had to pick because they'd give you worse to do, right?
On Telestrations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going down, Hadiah.
What is this about?
It was the.
Let me see.
Oh my goodness. Oh my that's so God. Weird to see. It's not what I thought at
that's
all.
That's creepy.
Yes, I remember, though, doing the hat just like
I
that.
I don't know yeah. why.
It looks like it's out of, like, King of the Hill.
Yeah, that's so funny. That was your thing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
This shit.
Oh, that is funny.
That would just be like that.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? The scene in Euphoria.
Yeah.
So 4 years ago, Heath, Hadiah, and me played a game on my channel, and the game was who knows me better, my sister or my best friend? And that was 4 years ago, so that's a long time. A lot of things has happened.
And changed.
So we're going to see, you know, who knows me better.
Yeah, Zane's very much flavor of the month.
Yeah. Hadiah, I haven't seen you a lot. I've seen Heath mostly, but it'd be a good test.
To see if I can keep my title as champion.
There you go.
You only won last time.
Because Heath won last talk time. About that. All right, you guys ready? Yeah. Matt ready. And Mariah have some questions.
Okay. I will go first. Heath and Hadiah. what is Zane's favorite restaurant in Florida?
That's a really good question.
Ooh, Heath seems to be confidently writing his answer. Hadiah is hesitating.
Put this shit in ink.
I don't know.
It's okay.
I talk about it a lot.
Take a guess.
Applebee's.
I don't know.
You don't know? Damn. All right. Well, Heath,
what do we have?
Japan.
Nice.
Oh my God, yes. So
I think I've been there. Hibachi Grill?
Yeah.
Oh, I went there with you.
Is that like a moment or like a what moment for you?
That was like, okay, I feel like I've heard him talk about it once, but I didn't know it was his favorite.
Right. You weren't invited.
No, I'm never invited. That's probably why. Maybe that's why I've never been there.
Well, there's
you.
Nothing for her to eat over there, so.
Excuses. I can have shrimp.
All right. Next. Question number two. What is Zane allergic to? They're both blank.
You're not allergic to anything.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This is a total guess.
Let's see him.
Let's see it.
I think nothing.
We have bees and nothing.
Nothing. I'm not allergic to anything.
That's what I thought.
Oh. I'm like,
if he was allergic to bees, wouldn't we have an EpiPen nearby at all times?
He'd be wearing yellow and black.
I've never seen him get stung by one.
Wear what you fear.
You are what you're allergic to.
Dude, I got a bee costume in my closet. All right, why would I have a bee costume of someone that I'm definitely afraid of?
Because I'm not allergic to anything either.
Because you're brave.
I knew it wasn't any food. That's why I was like, it's got to be something like weird if there is anything.
No, I've talked a lot about how I'm not allergic to anything.
Yeah, because I'm not allergic to anything either.
Yeah.
So
okay.
All right, it's tied up.
All right. Next question is, who is Zane's celebrity crush?
I know this one.
I think I know this one.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Let's turn it around.
All right, let's see. Heath has
nice.
We both have Mila Kunis.
Is that right? I'm surprised you got that.
No, I know. You talk about that all the time.
Okay.
We're tied? Tied ball game, bitches.
What is Zane's least favorite food? I know there are many.
Yeah.
Pick one. Mm-hmm.
Least favorite food. You want to just guess with me?
I'm guessing. Because I don't know what your least favorite is.
Like, but you know what he doesn't like.
I know what you don't like. Like, okay. I know things that you don't like.
At least confirm that if she gets it right.
Yeah.
I know. Like, are I you know
ready?
He like
ready.
This.
Let's see it.
Eggplants and pickles.
What?
Right. Wait, Bubba, you don't like pickles.
What's something that I'm disgusted every time it's at the table? I'm like, get that away from me.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes. There's two different ones. Either. One was for you and one was for you. Brussels sprouts for you and eggplant was for you.
Really?
Yeah, because I talk because every time Bubba makes that fucking upside down rice cake, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Why does everything have to be upside down?
No, that's really good. What my dad makes is so good.
I love eggplant.
It's a Middle Eastern dish.
I like
dish.
Eggplant, but like
you've
I
seen
like
those
chicken.
TikToks where like the
oh I saw the video of your dad doing it.
Yeah,
that was a meal.
Eggplant is like a main ingredient in that.
I love.
It's not a main ingredient. No, they can switch it for cauliflower. Baba does it sometimes. It's like chicken and rice. That's like, I mean.
Huh. Yeah, I definitely knew Brussels sprouts. That was
pickles.
I would have thought
Brussels
sprouts. You don't like
pickles. That's surprising.
Yeah.
You don't like pickles?
No.
I love pickles.
You were projecting.
I was projecting. I was putting my.
Straight out of the jaw.
Which caused you a point.
Which caused me the lead.
All right, Hadiah is in the lead.
Okay.
All right, next question. What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to Zane during school?
Oh, he talked about this.
I can't even remember.
I know this is like one thing. I don't know if this is like the worst, but I know you've like talked about like how horrifying it was.
If it was horrifying, then that was probably it then.
I'm going to just give it to Heath.
Let's see.
Right, you have anything?
No, I can't think of anything.
I was trying... I was trying to remember her name, but the girl that you always talk about getting beat up by.
That's what I was thinking of too.
No, that's pretty embarrassing, but no, that to me, that's not embarrassing. I just got beat up. She was stronger than me.
So what was it?
And she was two grades higher. Remember in middle school when I pooped my pants? Oh my...
What?
He's like, I never talked about that.
He never talked about it.
No.
What? What?
I'm a fucking idiot.
It
wasn't me.
Oh, was it your friend?
It was somebody pooped in the class and I gave him my pants.
Wait, that's even funnier.
The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to him was not even him.
Yes,
that's actually funnier.
The most embarrassing thing was I thought that I pooped my pants and I didn't.
Wait, but you weren't wearing pants.
No, so in middle school, a girl, Heath, you know her, and I can't say it here though. A girl pooped her pants and I had to take off my pants and give it to her.
Why'd you have to?
Because she
was a gentleman.
She was because she was
pretty.
No, she was just like just one of the popular girls, and I felt I think that she. It was something where I just felt like I had to. We weren't
so
even really
friends.
What
pants were you wearing then?
Her poopy pants. That's why he thought he pooped his pants.
Her poopy limited two pants or limited poo pants.
Juicy Couture.
Yeah. Poopy Couture.
I cannot believe I put myself in that story. Wait. I like completely forgot.
Yeah, but I still have more questions. You took your
Yes, so in middle school, this girl pooped her pants, and then I had to give my pajama pants to her. But
so you went to the bathroom.
I don't know what pants I was. I was definitely not wearing her shit because it wouldn't even fit.
Maybe
me, you
had
mean?
Something for gym that you changed.
Yes, I had gym class, so I put my shorts on.
Oh, that makes sense. And I was like, we're just walking around with no pants.
The teacher allowed me to wear it because I think I came up with an excuse myself on why I had to change. But I didn't. I don't think I said I pooped. Maybe
wow.
I did.
I would have said she pooped her pants and I gave them to her. Like, why wouldn't you just
tell
the truth?
Yeah, but like that's something you just don't. That will like spread. It was something we had to keep secret.
It was spreading, all right.
Sisterhood of the traveling poopy diapers.
Sisterhood of the traveling poopy diapers.
Jesus.
Fuck. Oh, that's boy. So fuck. Damn. You know what?
That's
you get
pretty
that
funny,
because
though.
I fucked up.
No, but that's still a good story.
It was funny.
And I didn't even, that wasn't even me.
That is funny.
So yeah, Heath, you get that. You get that for
attempting. They both get a point?
No, just Heath, because he at least answered something.
Okay, so we're tied.
Okay.
I would say if I remember that wasn't fucking me, I would probably say tampon, me choking on a tampon. Record.
Oh, yes. That was a story. Yes.
Yeah, but I didn't, so. You get that, Heath. Good job.
How the fuck?
That's a point for trying.
Okay.
I can't believe I flipped the script on that. That's crazy. Oh my god, my brain.
Fred.
Okay.
Fred.
What does Zane dislike the most about himself?
I feel like I have that question. You picked up your markers quick, huh?
Me too. We all say things that
are. He's like, I actually really like that about myself.
He comes up with a list. It's like a bullet.
His ears, his neck. I actually really like that.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hadiah said hair.
Nice.
Said hair.
Yep.
Not anymore.
I didn't want that to
not
be a
anymore.
Trick question.
I was gonna say tea.
Yeah.
That could have been a trick question.
I feel like not anymore.
2 years ago, hair.
Better.
Today, yeah. Teeth.
And when did I say teeth?
Every episode.
My
condensed
yellow
milk.
Tea. Condensed milk. Condensated.
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 My condensated teeth.
Next question is: what did Zane want to be growing up?
Older.
Stakes are high.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Photographer and
astronaut. That's every kid.
I feel like on the podcast you've talked about like you when you were a kid you said you wanted to be an astronaut.
I said that's what all kids want to be when they're in school.
No, I remember because I remember being like Zane, an astronaut.
No way. Are you? There's no way.
Wait, there's. I feel like
there was never a part of me that wanted to be an astronaut as a kid.
I don't know. I feel like I remember that.
Not that that's silly.
No, it's not silly. No, this was...
Firefighter?
No, because I remember going to Wanadu City, and I did it, and I was like, oh, my
oh,
God,
grocery.
I
the grocery bag person.
No.
Didn't he say that? I think he said that.
Oh my god!
Did you want to work at a grocery store?
No.
The guy who does the fossils, the bones.
No. Dentist.
Paleontologist.
Dentist.
I love that the most. That one was a little hard because.
Oh wait, no, that was my other friend that wanted to be a dentist.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I had to go to the dentist a lot. That's what it was.
Golly. Okay.
No, I think it was just because I was in there all the time, so I started to just be a part of the environment.
Okay. If Zane wasn't allowed to live in California or Florida, where would he live?
In the U.S.?
Wasn't allowed
to live. This one, you're just going to have to
wing it.
Yeah, I thought, why not throw in a really hard one because we've never talked about this. But if I had to pick somewhere, it would probably be this state. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right,
Heath has Chicago.
Oh, nice. Hedaya, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Texas was my first answer. Yeah. And then I was thinking, like, maybe Vegas, Nevada.
Hell no. I would never want to fucking
I'm sorry. Did
it.
Y'all just bring up the
Shut
state
up.
Without me saying
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
Yes. Take a shot.
Good job.
I'm surprised I got that.
Have you been to Texas?
Chicago would have been my second, probably, because Chicago is great.
I'm surprised I got that.
Okay.
I don't know why. Good one.
That would have been my second choice.
Not as good as me, because I got it.
I know, you earned it. You got it.
But we've also not been to a lot of other states, so you're pretty much choosing from what we've been to.
Next question is, what is Zane's least favorite type of music?
All right, flip. Hedaya said, rap and jazz.
I feel like you don't like...
country.
Is it
you
country?
Both know that.
I know.
I wouldn't know that because when you're in the car with Heath and a country song comes on, you're singing
he's Bob
along.
You know why? Because I do it for Heath. That's why. I know
but
he
at least
likes
you know it.
That's love.
Zane, you fucking go to Cowboys Saloon and we get down on country all the time.
Zane's like, we gotta go to Stagecoach.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but
like,
if I had to sit and listen to anything, jazz, that too, but like, I was thinking more like the top, like.
I was thinking
genres.
Country, but I thought you did like country.
No,
so I was like, I know that's like my country. Answer, but I feel like
yeah.
Zane there's probably a total of two country songs that like I enjoy, but not no.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Mine is Get Ready by Pitbull and Blake Shelton.
Your favorite country song?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Get ready, bam a lamb.
Whoa! I tell you right now, I've never seen you get down on no fucking jazz song.
That is true.
I know, but
I love jazz.
I wasn't going to put jazz, though, because there's like jazz is like, I feel like it's part of like.
We're not exposed to that.
Yeah, we're not exposed to that.
What is Zane's favorite dessert?
This one you have to like really think.
Every question? Think about it. Okay.
No, because I was planning on not thinking on this one.
Now that you're so
you
bad.
Know what? I'll accept two answers for this.
What's going on in their brains? Like, picturing Zane, all these desserts.
Everybody like, listening, just
floating around. You, desserts floating around you. You're like,
next.
I'll accept two different answers.
I think this is what it's called.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1. Let's see it.
Ice cream and
Heath. That's good. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Buttercream icing.
Chocolate lava cake.
Yeah, those are the two. Okay. Nice.
But that's good
but
too.
I
wrote butter and then I was like, no, I'm thinking about butter chicken. I was like, sweet cream.
But also,
I know
both your answers are another obsession. What'd your Cold Stone cake with the ice cream.
Because I know you love.
Yeah. So another a question that we're not gonna do, but it was what is your guilty pleasure, and it was after's ice cream. That's my guilty pleasure.
I wouldn't have got the lava cake because I didn't know you like lava cake like that.
Ice cream's good, though. Cake, he loves ice cream.
So, final score tallied up. It's tied.
Aww.
Okay, here we go. That makes my heart melt.
So, the love is even.
Are we doing a tiebreaker or just end it tied?
What am I thinking about right now?
Guys, oh my gosh.
Buttercream
ice cream. Wait, let's do this. Okay. Hear me out.
Right, be tiebreaker.
No, Zane, actually think of like a word and see who can like just pick a word that he's thinking of, right? And then we'll see, like, who's the closest. Like, make a crazy connection. Like if it's, like, tree
who
and...
Who decides on the connection? You two?
Yeah. We're good.
Okay, wait. Okay, so I just got to pick a word? Okay. Anything.
Yeah. Are you telling us
he goes yellow.
This is going to be something that's, like, alive, a product, just, you know, just
anything.
Something. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Do you tell us it so we kind of know? Or just close your eyes.
Yeah, let me see.
All right.
All right, you ready? All right.
Ice cream.
This is tiebreaker, guys.
Okay. Here we
Let's
go.
See it.
Oh my! Oh, kind of like.
Wait. We gotta give him another. We gotta give him another try because I don't think any of those.
No, technically, if you're really thinking of the closest,
she's
Hadaya.
Closest.
What was it?
No, why?
Because it's something you.
No.
Technically, it's gonna be. But a stretch.
No, technically, that's close too. If
he
we're gonna really put
want
it into
me to
like.
Have it.
Actually, both of them mix.
I know they both mix.
So y'all's both mix.
You both mix.
What
pick
was
a,
it?
Both of you pick another. No, pick another word.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me.
I can't.
Oh, he just sent it.
Okay, let's turn it. Let's see it.
Oh!
Oh my god!
That was my first guess. That was
wait.
Okay, wait, sugar.
You
sugar
were gonna
water.
Write alcohol.
Oh my god, wait. It was Komodo dragon.
Oh,
really?
Komodo.
Oh, I didn't say Komodo.
I thought
it
would
Komodo
be the coffee
dragon.
Because it was close
wow.
to food, so I thought.
Very
wow.
good.
And alcohol.
That's funny. Very
nice.
Good.
So guys, off two words, two rounds, we got there.
That's
and,
good.
And if you guys want to buy Komodo,
guys, we're so.
You cannot.
Very good. That was fun.
That was so that fun. Hadaya, thank you fun. So much for coming
thank
all
you
the way here.
For having me, of course.
Stay.
Really appreciate it.
Don't go.
When do you leave?
I leave Monday night.
Oh, nice.
You know what we're doing, though, right? We are doing everything we can to make you not want to go back to New York. You move here.
You move here.
We're
going
to manipulate you to move here.
We're going
to
multiply
okay?
you.
You know manipulation doesn't work on me. You should know that.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
She's above that shit.
That's what you think.
No, because I'm a little too aware, so I don't allow it to happen. I can tell when they're doing it to me, and I'm just like, love that. It's funny.
But did it work with the car? What? The manipulation that I did to you.
Saying that was well earned. There was no manipulation.
Such a shame, because we know a really, really good bakery shop out here that is looking for a headshot.
Such a shame.
And they love you.
Do they? That's crazy.
No, they want to pay you like $50 an hour, right? It's fucking insane.
Hadaya, where should the people find you who are listening and watching?
In New what? York.
She says her store cross streets.
Listening and watching.
Avenue W.
Is that really my address?
Too many white
my
claws.
Address?
Where can they
my
find
address?
You?
Hadaya doesn't really post anymore, but you guys can follow her on
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, maybe I can start posting again.
Start posting again.
Hadaya,
you're
Hijazi.
In New York City. Nobody
I
even
know,
knows.
I just don't take pictures. I just don't take pictures.
Post your concoctions.
I just don't take pictures.
Yeah, at least turn your page
start...
into like a bakery, yeah. like a bakery channel or something.
Yeah, start an OnlyPans.
Not good.
That's a good one.
Good.
That's a good one.
All right, well, guys, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm. Episode every single Monday, audio. Video goes out every Tuesday. YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
And go follow us on our socials. Go follow us on Instagram.
Check out our Instagram.
And comment your favorite quotes that we said on this episode.
There you go.
And,
if you guys want to see Hadaya again next week, let us know in the comments. We'll be make sure to keep her here as long as we can. And yeah. Good night.
Good night.
What I feel like the scene in the
Thank
Joker
you,
where
New
he
York.
Goes,
Good night. Stop.
Jesus Christ, you sicko.
Oh my gosh.
No, it got so silent where I just felt like just a
Oh my god.
Alright, oh, wow, that was a dark ending. Alright, guys.
Good night.
Peace and blessings.
Toodles. Oh.